Is that it?
Is it? Are we plotted up?
But I have to figure out where to route it.
Beer Bug gives us the last 2 seconds of the song. That's how this broadcast is going to go.
Mambos, Rangoons, Sweater Puffs, Sweet Rolls, Hefties, Angel Cakes, Lactoids.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad Boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
One day, if you're a girl, you look in the mirror, and there they'll be. Instead of a flat chest, two bumps. These are the beginnings of your breasts.
And they're not there just to look pretty.
They're useful, too.
Hello, those are my breasts.
I made that one right.
I really want her boobs.
She has got a tremendous set of boobs.
To me, they're too large.
Oh,
I don't know. To me, she looks structurally unsound.
I want to squeeze them.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Cause she got big ass boobies.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
These big cans are one third larger.
Roll another.
Bobby.
Just like the other one.
She does have great cans.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Welcome to Hooterman.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
Well, this was a big bust.
Roll.
I love boobies.
Just like the other one.
Thank you, boob lady.
This one seems to be a mountain.
Nice melons.
I don't have another cent.
By the way, you call those cheap implants boobs? Those aren't boobs. They're lies.
Boobs.
Check out those gigantic knockers.
Pass it on down.
Pass it on down.
And now.
I'm going to have big ones when I grow up.
Our feature presentation.
It's good to look forward to things like that. You know?
Ah, that's what the kids need.
You got to have goals.
Sure. Why is Kevin here?
What happened?
Know, 'cause he sucks.
What are you talking about?
What happened?
The show's starting and you're here. Look, ruining it for everyone.
Look, I'm fine to show up 15 minutes late if that's what you want.
We know
that
you are. That's
what
we count on. We know you're fine with it.
How
did you do it?
How close did it get this morning to you running out of gas, as
has
been rumored?
Very.
My car says 1 mile of gas.
It did. It says how much you have, how many miles you have left, and it was about 2 miles less than how far it was here.
Oh, my God.
But I didn't build.
You're going to run out of gas.
Right, but I didn't build in the I need some gas time. So I had exactly enough time to get here on time.
And I just want to make sure I understand, just so we're all on the same page here, you didn't know about this broadcast till you woke up this morning. It was a text or something that said, get in your car and drive to Fullerton right now.
Oh,
right?
No,
right.
Way you could have gotten gas yesterday to prepare for the trip. I didn't notice that I was running low on gas yesterday. That might surprise
look
you.
Look at any gauge dial.
Too many dials in
drive
the car.
Go now,
so
me.
Then it was 2 miles. It said 2 miles, and then my thing was, 2 miles. It was 4 miles, and my thing said 2 miles. I was like, I think I'm going to have to stop. But then I started thinking, I wonder if they pad it. They probably pad it
a
little.
That's you pushing the envelope.
Right? They pad it, right?
It's necessary.
Well, we found out they do, or else you went down a couple of hills.
So, so I got down to be 1 mile on my car and 2 miles to get here. And I was like, okay, it's going in my favor now. It's not 2 miles.
You could run a mile, right?
Yeah, I could jog.
It's the same. It's still half.
Yes. Yeah, it is just half.
You started off with 2 and you needed to go to 4. And
right.
Then you got to 1 and you needed to go to 2.
Right, but the difference is a mile now, not 2 miles.
See? So you can coast that far.
Right. So I'm thinking, well, maybe it pads a little bit. And then the last, I don't know, probably 9/10 of a mile at red zero. At red zero, and I was like, well, I don't have time to stop, so I'm just going to
I'm still
try
going.
It. I'm going to try. It still seems to be running.
Right. So you're here with no gas.
Correct.
So everyone, make sure you leave the broadcast before Kevin so no one gets asked to push him when he stalls out of the driveway.
That's
when he's
very
in the parking
possible.
Lot.
That is very possible.
How is it you're able to be so mellow about the dramatic life that you lead that would put me in the hospital if I had that much stress about every single time I went out the door, whether I was going to make it or not, or whether I'd remembered to pack everything, or whether I had enough gas to get
it. Or whether you had your license when you have a flight coming up.
Right.
Your life is exhausting just to
it
listen
isn't.
To.
No, it isn't.
But why doesn't any of that stuff bother you? Why
I don't know.
Just like, oh, well, whatever, it'll work out.
Didn't you think...
No gas, no license. Oh, I'm still getting on the plane. Look at me.
I look at the clock, and I look at how much time I have. I don't have time to get gas. So you got to make a choice.
But I would be sweating, and I would have a pit in my stomach,
why?
And I would be...
No, you know why you wouldn't
would
be? Because you would get gas. You would
right.
get gas yesterday.
But if I found myself in Kevin's situation, God forbid, it would ruin my whole day because I would be terrified that
you're
I was going to run
pussy.
Out of gas and I was going to be late.
But Kevin knows you're here and Ralph's here and I'm
That's
here.
That's true.
It's
he does
fine.
Have the ultimate safety net.
There's and, not a problem.
And when I show up on time, you guys get mad.
Well, because I like Ralph's impression so much more than I like hearing you and for real.
And we've been conditioned, let's be honest. Yes.
So anyway, I have no gas, zero. Okay. So I'm going to need, if somebody's coming down today, if you could bring down a gas can.
Instead of an unwrapped toy,
right.
you could bring a gallon or two of high test unleaded. That would help.
We will
that.
Beat you if
that
you
help.
Do that.
Thanks, Lisa.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Morning, everybody. It's an all-new Kevin Abicho. As you can tell, we are on location at the Slide Bar in Fullerton.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Miss Double D breasts are a-glowing. They're ready for showing to those far and those near. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you, Andy Williams. Andy Williams calling in. That's nice.
That's very nice.
Yeah, we are in Fullerton. We're at the Rock and Roll Slide Bar, which is our home away from home for the Miss Double D broadcast every year. Great setup here this morning, and warmer than last year, I think, by the way.
I think you're right.
Definitely
no,
warmer
was,
than last year.
I
just watched last year's video last night, and everybody was, like, really bundled up.
Really?
Yeah.
It feels cold.
Can I
me.
Do my impression of Bean every year? If it's hot, he's like, yeah, it's no problem. If it's cold, he's like, yeah, it's warmer. It's just, he's contrary to be contrary.
I'm telling you, Lisa's agreeing with me that it was colder last year.
I think it was.
This isn't me making stuff up.
But when it hits 65, Bean's like, oh, are we in the sun?
That's
this is the hottest.
No, I'm
going to
die.
Face of the sun.
I'm going to die.
My giant goggles are fogging up. It's so hot.
But the reason I bring that up is if you are planning on coming down and joining us, it's very comfortable here. We're under a tent. We're right here by the stage. And it's going to be a nice day for a live broadcast to come on down and join us.
But until the sun comes up, it's a little cool.
Bring a coat.
Bring something, just in case.
Guess in layers, people. That's what we suggest.
But bring an unwrapped toy as well, as we are collecting toys for the Marines Toys for Tots. We call it Toys for Tots.
Have you seen any of the contestants yet, Ralph? Are they starting to trickle
they
in?
They rolled in. Nikki's showed up. Megan is here.
They still have them?
They still got them.
Okay.
No one had reduction surgery between the last time we saw them and now.
They lost them since last week.
And what's the deal, Dave? What's the deal on the webcam for folks who would like to enjoy us live on the radio today?
I believe it'll be up in just any moment now.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah.
You want to go to krock.com/missdd, MISSDD, Miss DD. Will be your page for all the stuff that happens down here at the Slide Bar in Fullerton.
Could I interpret, though, it'll be up any moment means I have no idea.
Sometime
no,
between now
I,
and
I
eight.
I trust our staff and the nice people at Ustream who are putting it together for us to take a look at. So
you can watch every minute. It's going to be uncut, as a matter of fact. From
and you say that because Dave is here.
Of course.
No, I mean, not. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So anyway, we have Miss Double December. They're going to come out. We've got a swimsuit competition.
They're going to come out, all right. Yeah, they are.
They've got a swimsuit competition. They have a talent portion of the program, and then they've got
talent
the interview.
Quotes, yeah.
In quotes, sure.
Interview in quotes, too, by the way.
The interview section is my personal favorite.
It is.
Because
that's
usually we hold it towards the end of the pageant, and the girls have had a chance to have a few libations.
Uh-huh.
Their tongues are loosened. And so when we get them up on stage and start interviewing them and asking them pertinent questions of today's current events, they tend to get relaxed and speak their minds, which is always fun.
If you were listening 15 minutes ago, we played you some highlights of some former Miss Double D pageants. And that one woman who's like, would you like to say, if you had, what was it, the power to hit anybody in the face? Or what was the one where she was yelling at people for not voting for her?
That was, if you could change anything about men... What would it be?
And that was hurt their faces.
Yeah, their faces.
But then there was if you could punch anybody in the face.
Right.
And then she said, all of the people here for not voting for me.
Yeah, there's a lot of aggression.
It gets fun. So it's Miss Double December. It's a live broadcast. We will come back with the showbiz beat next after this on the Kevin and Beach. Really, only one thing can get our listeners up this early. And standing in line outside.
Jesus, the love of Jesus?
Two things, actually.
Two things, yes, that's correct. And it's Miss Double December. We're doing it live in Fullerton. And Ralph is here with a look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
We've been here, I don't know, 20 minutes?
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh.
First thing Kevin does, what's that story over there? Knocks my coffee all over my paperwork.
He sure did.
Yeah. This may be a hard scrabble. Showbiz, because I'm having a hard time reading through the coffee stains on my paperwork.
In my defense, the coffee was completely full.
It was. And it was it was clearly marked in right in front of you. How could you avoid knocking it over?
Kevin considers 5:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. rehearsal. As far as he's concerned, the show hasn't even started yet, so none of this counts.
I was just saying, look at that story that you have. All of a sudden, there's coffee everywhere, and Ralph's got that, God damn it, look on his face.
But We will carry forth, because that's what we do.
Kevin is like a
hard sally times. Forth, I think.
We will sally forth, too.
I was thinking about this earlier, Ralph. Tell me if you agree. We look at Kevin the way we, at home, look at moles digging up our yard. You just shake your head. You go, I can't get rid of it.
Nothing you can do about
nothing
it.
Nothing you can do. It just keeps coming and digging up my yard.
I'm right here.
What can I do?
I'm just going to follow behind it and keep plugging the holes. That's all you can do.
This is not the focus of today's show.
For those of you waiting in the line to get in, I think we just opened the doors, if I'm not mistaken. We're letting people in.
Oh, yeah.
In a mere 8 minutes, the bar will be open. And this is the first time at this event here at the Slide Bar that we're going to be featuring a bar in the waiting area outside as well.
So usually
you had to get your
smart.
Drinks inside. Now we've got a bar outside as well. So everyone will be well served, I promise you. No one more so than me. That's all I need to know. All right, let's talk about show business news. Good news, everybody. Today we're all a little richer. If you use Ticketmaster's website to buy tickets between October 21st, 1999 and October 19th, 2011, you're in for a windfall.
Really?
The class action lawsuit that was filed against Ticketmaster because they were overcharging with their processing fees has been settled, and
we all get
money back now. We're all getting rich.
How much?
Can we retire?
If you use the Ticketmaster to buy your tickets between that time period,
you
will get $1.50.
Yes!
Score. That's per ticket order, though.
I'm retiring.
Oh, wow.
Really?
So
that actually could add up.
If you bought a lot of tickets
in
the span of that decade, you will get $1.50 for each transaction.
We have complained about that forever.
Here's what they decided in the lawsuit was that the processing fees were never declared really as just money-making money for Ticketmaster. They said you can charge whatever you want. You can make as much money as you want, but you can't tell people that it's a processing fee when in reality it's just additional profit.
There is no such thing.
There is no such
thing.
So they should just put mo money.
Yes. That's what they should put, just a mo money fee.
And Ralph, my biggest complaint, and we've all, you know, we've talked about Ticketmaster over the years, but my biggest complaint is the $2.50 they charge you to print out your tickets on your own printer with your own paper and ink, and they have to do nothing. They don't have to mail it to you. They don't have to have a person that will call. You pay them for the privilege.
Yeah, that's madness. Also, the UPS delivery price for expedited delivery of tickets was also found to be deceptive, according to the court. Part of the UPS subclass of the suit, if you used UPS to get your tickets quicker, you're entitled to an additional $5 credit per ticket.
Nice.
Per ticket transaction.
This is going to cost them a fortune.
And it could end up costing Ticketmaster a hefty amount of money if...
Good.
Yeah. In any given year over a four-year redemption period, less than $11.25 million is redeemed by customers. Ticketmaster is going to donate the remainder to charity. So they're giving up the money one way or the other. It's either going to go to their customers or it's going to go to a charity.
You know, this doesn't happen very often, but somewhere, Eddie Vedder just cracked a smile.
That's true.
For the first time in his life, probably.
He's probably singing this jaunty show tune right now.
He pulled out the ukulele right now and he serenaded himself.
That's right. So while we're talking about the Double D's, Lacey Schwimmer from Dancing with the Stars, who, of course, was the partner of our very own Psycho Mike Catherwood, she had a little augmentation done.
Oh, no. Really?
She has announced she's gone from a B cup to a D cup.
Whoa.
Yay!
Word is she couldn't be any happier with the results, and she's very proud of her new assets, she claims. Well, then let's see them. Lacey, put them on the glass.
Don't most girls not want that because it makes it harder to dance?
I don't think she cares.
Okay.
I think she needed boobs that matched her ass, really, is what she needed.
I was going to hope that they took the fat out of her ass and put it in her boobs.
Come on, you guys.
She looks more proportionate.
Oh, come on, Lisa. Of all the girls on Dancing with the Stars, she wasn't Chaz Bono, but I'm just saying. She was
the meteor of the bunch.
She was Lisa. That's right.
She had 40 acres in her backyard and 100 square feet in the front yard. Come on.
She was meaty like the Christmas log you get from Hickory Farms is meaty. And that's a lot of meat.
She was so cool, though.
She's awesome.
Very cool. I'm just saying,
but
she's
now,
cool.
She's awesome, but now we can look at her, too.
She's awesome with D's now. She's even more awesome.
But that doesn't make any of us happy.
No, it doesn't, because we're not about that.
That's correct.
This is always just for Bean. I want to throw him a little something because I feel bad he has to wear those glasses all day.
Hey, I like these glasses, and I can see.
He chose them.
They just listed the list of favorite Christmas songs of all time.
Oh,
how about
this
that?
Is awesome.
You know, Bean loves the Christmas
music. I sure
do. They did an online poll, and they released the top 10 Christmas songs of all time.
All right.
Number 10, Happy Christmas, The War is Over by John Lennon.
So this is Christmas.
You're not going to sing every one
of
these,
one of them.
Sorry.
That's number singing. 10.
Josh Groban's Oh Holy Night was 9th.
Oh my God.
Number 8 was Last Christmas by Wham.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
Number 7, All I Want is Christmas. All I Want for Christmas is You, Mariah Carey.
All I Want for Christmas is You.
That's not even close to the tune, by the way. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree was number 6.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
I don't think we need Bean to sing.
I do. I'm fascinated.
Okay. All right. Number 5, of course, the legendary Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by Gene Autry.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
The Christmas Song by Nat King Cole was 4th.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Jingle Bell Rock by Bobby Helms.
Jingle Bell Rock.
Number 2, White Christmas.
I'm dreaming of White Christmas.
Any guesses as to what number 1 was? The favorite Christmas song by those polled?
Well,
by Pinnacle Media?
No, but they're all old, so it's
it's an oldie. It's an oldie, but a goodie.
Is it Silent Night?
No. We actually heard a little version of it this morning.
Oh, it's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
That's
right.
A surprise to me.
That's the favorite.
Over Your Deck the Halls and Your Hark the Herald Angels and Your 12 Days of Christmas.
Take it easy.
None of that stuff showed up.
This is my area, guys.
It is, I know. That's true.
We're in my end of the pool right now.
He's a freaking jukebox just then.
That was for you. He's not Jewish, Lisa. I don't even know what you're
talking
about. Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood what she said. And lastly, great news. It looks like porn star Kim Kardashian is no longer welcome in Australia.
Oh, they're banning her?
Really?
They haven't banned her yet, but she is on the watch list.
They have a picture up at the airport?
A picture of her ass.
Do not let this in?
Do not let this massive ass through customs.
Why? What'd she do there?
She's on the watch list because she is a liar. She's a lying bitch.
Right, but why?
For the past 3 visits to Australia, every time she goes through customs, she has written that she was going for tourism, for a vacation.
Right.
And each of those times, her latest visit in 2010 and in 2007, she was actually there conducting business.
Oh, and they want to tax business if she's there for business?
Australian custom authorities need to know if you're making money in Australia. They need to keep track of that.
Such a big liar.
So she would go there and lie, say, oh, no, we're just here for vacation. And then she would, you know, sell her sex tape or her handbags. Or
you liar!
A tape of her having sex with a handbag or whatever she was hawking that week. So
liars.
Turns out she's a big liar, and Australia says, we're not sure if we're going to let you back now.
The entire world seems to be turning on her.
Yes.
All at once.
I couldn't be happier. They're also allegedly charging her with smuggling marsupials in her ass. She's got a koala or two in the back of her pants, and they're worried that she's taking precious cargo out of the nation. So we have to look forward to that.
Could you ever see that?
Today's celebrity birthdays. For December 2nd, actor Stephen Bauer is 55 years old today. Bassist Rick Savage of Def Leppard turns 51 years old. Nate Mendel of Foo Fighters is 43. Lisa Liu. That's what I'm waiting about. She's 43 years old. Lisa Liu's 43.
Lucy Liu.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lucy Liu. Yeah. What did I say?
Lisa Liu.
I don't know who Lisa Liu is.
I don't either.
I don't know how old she is either. But Lucy Liu is 43 years old. Rena Sofer, one of our favorites.
Oh, she's the best.
From
so 24. Sad about the accident.
Just
the wheelchair
shoot me. That was just on television.
She can't walk, though.
That was in Heroes, I believe. I don't think that's the case.
Fiction.
So
pretty.
Fiction. Nelly Furtado.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is 33. And Britney Spears.
No kidding.
Is 30 years old today.
If you is that all?
If you went back to the history 30. Of the Kevin Bean Show, like every 3 years she gets a bell. And then the years in between she does it.
The other 2 years she goes.
Right now she's back, though.
Now she's back to the bell. Congratulations, Brittany. That's your birthday present. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 8 minutes after 6 o'clock, broadcasting live from Fullerton at the Slide Bar.
Say hello, Fullerton. Come on. What's up?
Down here early.
Just right over here on the right-hand side of the stage. All right, you guys.
Yes.
2 a.m. they lined up. These guys right here, 2 a.m. That's how desperate and lonely that group of men is right there. 2 a.m. they lined up to see boobs.
I heard them whistle when you walked out there.
I know.
I was like, what's happening?
Seriously, they're very desperate. All right, we're going to be here live all day. Of course, you can stream us at krock.com right now for the Miss Double December 2012 pageant. Two people up here with us to introduce. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, Staff Sergeant Cordova to my right, United States Marine Corps. He is here with the Toys for Tots. We'll talk to him in a moment. And, Ralph, what's going on down at the end of the other table?
At the end of the table here, this is a very happy day because it's the Double December pageant, but it's also a very sad day because we're saying goodbye to the lovely Christine, who was our Miss Double December for all of 2011 and did a great, great, great job.
What a great Miss Double December you were this year.
One of the best.
Thank you so much.
We just met Christine's mom, and I thought she was going to really, like, hate us. What, like, how could you do this to my daughter? But she was super cool and so hot, too, by the way.
I'm going
to
nail her.
Christine's mom?
Yeah.
She's right there, Kevin.
What?
She can hear you.
Christine, what has been the highlight or a couple of highlights? What do you remember most about your reign as Miss Double D this year?
Oh, my gosh, there's so much. Just all of the shows, all the K-Rock fans and Kevin and Bean fans. April Foolishness.
Get a little closer to the mic.
The band. There's been so much. Like, I mean, I got to meet Brandon Boyd and tell him about Miss Double December.
Sweet.
And he said, we're going to start doing that. The band's going to start doing that in concert.
We should do that, too.
We should get our own spokesmodel.
Yeah, so it's been great.
Now,
so much fun.
You know, we haven't talked about this much, but you guys, as I was refreshing my memory with the Miss Double December video from last year at KROQ.com last night, the highlights, I forgot the way we transfer the title.
Oh, how can you forget that? That's the best part.
Watching that video last night of Danielle, Miss Double December 2010, transferring the title via a kiss to Christine, Miss Double December 2011, I thought, that's right. We have that to look forward to today.
The title is in the saliva.
It is.
Will you stop saying that? You make it sound so gross. That is the least sexy way to say
the title is done.
The title is in the tongue. No, the title is
in the lips.
The title is transferred via a kiss. That's all you need to say.
All right. It's in saliva. That is very sexy.
So, Christine, so you'll be making out with a girl by the end of the show today. That's what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Okay. I know she's down for it. It is free to come down here to the Slide Bar in Fullerton. All we ask every year is a new unwrapped toy. We could not be happier to welcome the Marines here. Toys for Tatas in our case. Staff Sergeant, how are you today, dude?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Was there a race to see who got to be at this particular event? I know the Marines are busy every day, but I'm sure you had your hand up when you heard this was a possibility.
Oh, yeah. When we heard about it, and everybody was like, hey, we'll do it. So I got my guys out here. The first run, so we're happy to be here, and thank you so much for the invitation.
How many guys you got here with you?
I got about five. We had some other guys coming in, but there were some logistical problems this morning, but we're here. We're here.
These guys can get to Iraq and back, but they can't get to Fullerton? What kind of logistical problems were there? Couldn't you hop in a Humvee and come down the five and get here, guys?
Yeah, sure.
You just blast your way here.
Exactly. Open fire.
Well, we're here. We're here.
All right. You served in Iraq, I remember you telling me off air, right?
Correct.
And when you're in the foxhole or whatever you do over there at a place like Iraq, you're dreaming about coming home to a day just like today. I mean, boobs are what keep you going, I bet, right?
Correct. Being out there, that you want to be home. You want to be home with your family, your friends, girlfriend, husbands, So it's a great feeling when you're out there and you're coming back home.
Was your husband happy to see you?
Oh,
no.
Why?
You know, the Toys for Tots program is an amazing program. It really gives kids who don't have a chance to have a Christmas something to open up on Christmas morning. It's an amazing thing you guys do. How long have the Marines been doing this Toys for Tots program, do you know?
The program started back in 1943.
Wow.
And it's been running since then. It originally started here in L.A., and it's been running since then, and then it's helped millions and millions.
Do you know the numbers per year, roughly?
Roughly, last year I think it was like about 6 million kids.
Oh my God,
that's amazing!
That's terrific because kids, they really feel it the worst when economies are tough and the parents can't afford to get them something to open up. So it's
correct.
It's an amazing thing that you guys do every
correct.
Year.
How did our listeners do in terms of showing up with a new unwrapped toy? Did pretty much everybody follow
yeah,
directions?
Yeah, everybody's following through, and then they're bringing some great toys. And then
is there anything awesome that we may want to help ourselves to before we go? Or?
No, I think we're doing pretty good right now. So.
That's why they have sidearms, Bean, to keep you away from the toys.
Oh, I see. That's what it is.
All right, so that's the deal. So you come on down, new unwrapped toy. Look for the Marines here on site. That's the price of admission to come on in. And you're going to be around all morning with us and helping us out with the ladies, right?
Correct. We'll be here.
I mean, they may need some help changing in and out of their bikinis and things like that. Is that something we can call on you for?
Sure.
Let's hear it for Staff Sergeant Cordova, ladies and gentlemen. Joining us here live in Fullerton. Anything else we need to impart? Ralph, looking ahead, people are watching at KROQ.com, listing on KROQ. What is coming up here on the schedule?
In the next segment, we will officially kick off the Miss Dumble December pageant with the first round of our bathing suit competition.
Oh, interesting.
Not very popular with the people, but we have to do it.
Just one of those things. We will return from Fullerton. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll be right back. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is a live Kevin and Bean Show from Fullerton in the Slide Bar.
Miss Double December 2012 happening live here today. You can stream it. Watch the action at KROQ.com. By the way, a couple people to introduce you to. First of all, this is Kevin. I'm Bean in the suit, ladies and gentlemen. Ralph Garman on stage, our master of ceremonies every year. He wears a suit when he doesn't have to, Kevin.
That's correct.
That's what Ralph does.
Because I look good.
Well, you do look good this year. True. Speaking of looking good, ladies and gentlemen, the beautiful Lisa May over here to the left.
And on the what? Yeah, exactly. And on the ones and twos, DJ Omar Khan.
Could I just interrupt here and say, what's happening? We have girls in bikinis. Let's get to it.
All right, let's get
to it. That's what I'm saying, right?
Come on now. The official start of our Miss Double December pageant. I'll be welcoming each and every one of the girls to walk the runway and say hi to everybody. Your first chance to introduce yourselves to the girls and get your first impressions. Let's kick things off with the lovely Joanna. Joanna, please. Joanna's from Huntington Beach, California. She works in mortgage services. Take a walk, Joanna. Say hi to the folks.
I need to refinance right now.
If Joanna was a porn star, she would call herself Lala Cox. She considers herself a great cook with a great sense of humor. Thank you, Joanna, for joining us today. Next up, we have the lovely Kyla. Everyone say hi to Kyla. Kyla, if you take a walk for us, you look lovely today. She's a student and actress from Redlands, California, self-proclaimed vixen. She said if she were a porn star, she would name herself just Genie so you could rub her magic lamp.
All right.
The Mexican-Irish girl who loves video games, that's Kyla, everybody. Say hi.
I didn't realize Kyla was missing from my life until just now.
Yeah.
She's the missing piece.
I think we all feel that way. Next up, please say hello to the lovely Megan. Megan, say hello to everyone. Megan, if you'd take a walk for us. She's originally from Wichita, Kansas. She has a degree in journalism. She says, I'm a sweet little Midwestern girl from Kansas with big fake boobs. Well, God bless your heart, young lady. That's Megan. Next up is the lovely Andy. Good morning, Andy. Take a walk for everyone and say hi. She's a hairstylist from Bellflower, California. Andy says she got her boobs when she was in ninth grade, and she was nicknamed the Twins shortly after. Thank you, Andy.
Ralph, I'm no expert, but Andy looks like she has walked the stage before.
Yes.
Very professional.
She's a hairstylist. I think that, you know, you're in the public eye a lot when
That's
you're cutting hair.
Is.
That's
okay.
What it is. And this is the last of the first round. After the commercial break, we'll bring out the rest of the girls. But the last one for the first round is Nikki. Everyone say hi to Nikki. Nikki's a go-go dancer from Ontario, California.
All right.
She calls herself loyal, driven, animated, bubbly. Tattoos, music, and dancing is her life. It's Nikki, everybody. Give a round of applause for Nikki. That's the first five of our nine competitors here on the Miss Double December
let's
competition.
Let's bring up the next four. Come on, let's keep going.
No,
come
let's...
on. What?
See, that's the problem.
What?
Your wife tells me you always rush. You never last.
She's right.
You have to take your time, Kevin. You have to build up to it.
I never understood that.
Let's take a little break, and then we'll bring out the four remaining contestants.
Is it all right with you guys if we bring out the other four in a minute? Is that okay?
All right.
And could there be a medical staff standing by? I may need a defibrillator.
You're going to need some Viagra, too,
I think. Perhaps. All right. We are live in Fullerton. Go to KROQ.com if you'd like to watch the show. It's Miss Double December 2012. We'll be right back.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is the most wonderful time of the year. It's the Miss Double December pageant, live from Fullerton.
We are at the Slide Bar. It is this year's pageant, by the way. We've had If I remember correctly, it's been about 10 days or so we've had the girls up online at krock.com.
Yep.
You choose Miss Double December. I don't know if we've made that point often enough, but you can still go on and you can vote. The voting goes till 9 o'clock this morning.
That's right. This is your last day to vote, so make sure you go to the website. Go to krock.com/MissDD, and that's how you vote.
And you can watch the entire show live this morning. If you're not able to make it down here with us, you can watch every second.
Yeah, you click on the girls' photo, and you can see additional photos. You can see videos of them coming into the studio to be interviewed on the program and their talent portion of the competition that they did, and they'll also be doing on stage here today. And a video from last year. I mean, there's a whole Miss Double D page that's worth checking out. And as Kevin mentioned, you can watch us live here. Now, refresh my memory. Where are we right now? What's going on, Ralph?
We are currently in the swimsuit part of the competition.
Oh, that's right. There's that.
Yeah, did you really forget?
No way.
We've met the first five girls. Now's your chance to say hello to the next four. And by the time we're done, we'll have seen all nine girls in their swimsuits. The reason we do it first is because usually the girls drink and we don't want them falling off the stage in their bikinis.
But I got outvoted.
Because it's nice and cool, we want to see what stands up at attention. You know
all
what
right,
I'm saying?
Of course, yeah.
So it works out for everybody that way. I want you to give a warm welcome to Michelle, our next competitor, Michelle. Michelle is a sales administrator from Hollywood, California. She had a flat tire this morning and still made it here. God bless her.
I can't believe anything in her life was flat.
Yes. She is proud of her sense of humor and her sarcasm, and she said she would party until the wee hours of the morning if she had a chance over sleep any day. Thank you so much, Michelle.
What a beautiful smile Michelle has.
What's that?
What a beautiful smile she has.
She's a lovely, lovely girl. They all are.
I don't ordinarily even see the face, but in her case.
Being super attracted to her because she's a speller.
Yeah, that's true. Next up is Sierra. Everyone say hi to Sierra.
All right, if you insist.
USA Sarah in her red, white, and blue bikini. Sierra's from Huntington Beach. Likes surfing, yoga, and going to the gym. Well, I think that's obvious, isn't it?
There was a great deal of strain on that American flag bikini. It was barely hanging on.
Well, don't tread on me, I think, is her motto. That's what it is. Next up, let's talk to Angela.
Angela,
hello. Looking lovely, lovely. Of course, Angela didn't have a bathing suit. She had to wear underwear this morning, and that's okay with me. Angela's a bartender from West Hollywood, California. She likes to take long walks with Don Juan, and that's her little chihuahua. What a lucky dog. Thank you so much, Angela.
The entirety of her lingerie/bikini is about 4 square inches. That's the
just
smallest
about
bikini you can legally wear in Fullerton.
Yes. And last but certainly not least, please welcome the lovely Lux to the stage. Lux, good morning, darling. Take a walk. Say hi to everybody. Lux is a model from Moreno, California. She's half Filipina, half Irish, and all hot. That's what she is. Thank you so much, Lux. We'll, of course, be seeing all the girls.
Why am I the only one clapping? Come on.
But here's for Lux.
You've given us a lot to think about here today, Ralph.
We will be seeing their talent portions later on in the competition, and then we'll be interviewing each of the girls, asking them some very important questions to try to get a look inside their minds, because that's really what really matters.
That's what matters the most.
Absolutely, yeah.
Especially to us.
Later on in the show today, I think also we're going to be giving away some tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, right?
Yes. In about a half hour, you're going to have a chance to sing. We're going to do karaoke. You're going to have a chance to sing a song from one of the bands that's playing either night. So get ready. In about 30 minutes, those of you down here will have that chance.
Is that something that would be of interest to you to win acoustic Christmas tickets? Because we are looking forward to hooking you up.
And we will continue with the Miss Double December pageant on the Kevin and Bean Show when we get back. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show. Live in Fullerton for the Miss Double December pageant. I do need to mention that we're giving away tickets for the 22nd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas Show today. You're going to have to sing for them, though. You're going to have to sing a song from one of the bands that's playing. And if you want to do that, we're going to do it in about 15 minutes. Come over here to the gate on this side. This is really good for people on the radio, isn't it? But
yeah,
come
it
over
is.
Here to people on this side.
To your right.
To my right. If you want to sing and you want to win tickets for the Acoustic Christmas Show, come over here to the right and you will meet Dave.
And we'll pick our competitors.
The King of Mexico will pick our competitors, right?
Chip is over there waving her arms right now. That's where you want to go is
there
where Chip is.
It's hard to see Chip even with her arms raised.
I know it is. Yeah. We're here at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. You can watch online at krock.com. Miss Double December. We'll get back to the pageant here in a moment. And, Ralph, it's so wonderful, the Miss Double D family that comes together this time of year. We were just chatting with Melissa backstage, Miss Double D 02.
I love Melissa.
She's the best.
She was our Miss Double December 2002.
I know. This is 10-year anniversary of being Miss Double D, and she looks as hot today as she did the day she won the crown.
She wasn't the first, and maybe not even the second. Does that mean we've been doing this for 12 years?
I don't know.
Not enough, however long it is.
I can't believe
it. I was 14 when it started. I know that.
It's like just a couple years, but apparently we have at least a dozen girls who have worn the crown.
Well, it's always great when they stay in touch and stay part of the Kevin and Bean family, and I hope Christine will do that as well. We'll crown a new Miss Double December by the end of the show today. Again, go to KROQ.com. Thanks to our friends at Ustream. You can watch the whole thing live online today.
And we do need your votes to decide who is going to wear the crown this year. So make sure you get to the website and vote. You can vote up till 9 a.m. this morning. That's when we're going to cut up the votes and start counting them.
Time for the Look at Showbiz Beat this hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph Garman joins us.
To celebrate Miss Double December, I will lead off every Showbiz Beat with this story.
All right.
Lacey Schwimmer from Dancing with the Stars has announced to Us Weekly that she has given her girls a little boost.
All right.
Lacey has gone from a B cup to a D cup, she's announced.
The audience approves.
I think it's a little small, but what do I know? I would like to see you do the Paso Doble with G's. That's what I would like to see. I want to see you do the tango with H's.
I think these will work.
Nope.
For her frame?
No.
Yeah.
Have you seen her ass?
Yes.
She needs H's.
Oh, I'm
just saying. You got to balance it all out.
Stop. Why are you so mean?
She has so much ballast. She needs more in the crow's nest. You know what I'm saying? Congratulations to Lacey Schwimmer. She was Psycho Mike's partner.
She was.
Yeah. And they got, let's see, how many weeks did they get into the competition? I'm trying to remember.
Was it 10, 11?
10. Did they get to the finals?
No,
they were first. They were the first ones out. Yeah. Right. So if she had the D's,
might
have got a little further. That's all
I'm saying. She would have had a better partner.
That's right.
That would have helped too.
Mark Salling, the guy who plays Puck on Glee, he has broken his pelvis.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah. I think I almost broke the pelvis of one of Miss Double Decembers back in the van back there. Actually,
I don't think that happened.
Yeah, he said that he was playing basketball with what? His junk? How do you break your pelvis playing basketball? You're making a bounce pass with your penis?
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. He says he can't sit up. He can't lay down. The only thing that makes him feeling better is to sing, sing, sing. No, it's is when he walks, he doesn't feel any pain. But otherwise, he's in serious pain. So. You know, that's what he gets for wearing that stupid mohawk. I think he deserves all the pain he gets.
I agree.
Once again, by the way, you've reinforced my decision to make sure to never be eligible for a sports injury.
You never will.
It'll
sir.
Never happen to me. No. I'll never be that guy who breaks his pelvis playing basketball.
New reality show news. Celebrity Wife Swap is coming to ABC.
Celebrity Wife Swap.
You know Wife Swap, right? That's where people switch spouses and then... Whoever goes to the other family, they have to live by those rules. You know, the wife goes over there and she says, "This is how I run my household."
And they have sex with the guy. And
no,
the
that's not what it works. That's not how it works at all. They learn an important lesson about life and love.
And about being dark-sided, if I remember, Ralph.
Yeah. Dark-sided.
Dark-sided, yeah, as she said.
Well, this time it's all celebrities. And, well, I say celebrities in quotes. But we have our lineup for who's going to be trading spouses this season. Gary Busey's wife.
Yes!
Is going to go live with evangelical pastor Ted Haggard.
Oh.
You may remember Ted Haggard as the televangelist who was found in a hotel room with a dude.
Yes.
Doing meth.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
That's right. Meth for sex, right?
And so he gets to be with Gary Busey's wife, and his wife gets to go spend time with Gary Busey.
Oh, man, is she in for a shock.
Yeah. It's not bad enough her husband was with a male prostitute doing meth. Now she has to go live with Gary Busey, this poor woman.
Ralph, I can't watch that show enough. Like, sitting down in front of the TV and watching it is not going to be enough for me. I need to get closer to it.
Growing Pains star Tracy Gold will trade her husband with Carney Wilson of Wilson Phillips.
Okay. Well, are we playing Mad Libs now? What's happening?
That's true. Apparently in that episode, Carney Wilson actually eats him.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's tragic. Flava Flav's wife.
What?
Will be trading places with Twisted Sister Dee Snider's wife.
This is the best show ever.
This might be the best show ever.
Pro wrestler Mick Foley. His wife will go live with Antonio Zapato Jr. And yes, vice versa.
Please. All right.
And lastly, Niecy Nash's husband will live with Tina Yothers from Family Ties, and her husband will go live with Niecy Nash.
Dude, if you're Niecy Nash's husband, you want to live with anyone but Niecy Nash,
step up.
Anything's a step up.
CNN is upset that Piers Morgan, who took over for Larry King, is not doing well in the ratings. He just posted his lowest rated month since he started taking over Larry King's show. And that is not good news for CNN and not good news for Piers Morgan.
They should bring Crazy Larry back.
They should.
Also a problem for Piers is he ticked off a lot of people when he was talking on Tuesday about Patrice O'Neill, the comedian Patrice O'Neill.
Yeah.
And said that Patrice was a woman.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was an embarrassment.
Oops.
Because he was a dude.
Yeah.
Not a woman?
Not a good tribute to someone to say they're a woman after they've died.
It does make you doubt his sincerity in how sad he was that Patrice was gone if he doesn't know who he is.
And did you watch the Grammy nominations concert live?
I did not.
Did you watch that show where they nominated the potential Grammy winners and had a concert?
Nope.
Apparently there was a big gap missing in the program. They were supposed to announce the reunion of Van Halen.
Okay.
They had tweeted that they were going to talk about a historic reunion set to take place on the stage. And they also tweeted, does anyone want to jump or dance the night away with this band? And then they didn't show up. Rumor has it, apparently, they're breaking up backstage before they got on stage.
Awesome!
Oh, no.
So once again, David Lee Roth and Eddie Van Halen at odds. So no word on whether they're supposed to do a new album and tour, but they may not reunite.
Can you imagine the people backstage? Can you just fake it? Just fake it for tonight.
The reunion couldn't last 5 minutes. That's how much they hate each other. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. December the 2nd, Stephen Bauer, the actor, is 55 years old today. Rick Savage of Def Leppard is 51. Nate Mendel of Foo Fighters celebrates his 43rd birthday. Lucy Liu is 43 years old today. Rena Sofer from 24, Just Shoot Me and Heroes, she's 43. Lucy Liu indeed, sir. That's what I said, yes.
Is the Lucy Liu fan club here today?
Yes, they are.
Yes, he is.
Nelly Furtado celebrates her 33rd birthday. And Britney Spears.
Yeah! Britney!
Britney Spears is 30 years old today, the only 30-year-old in Los Angeles that isn't allowed to write her own checks.
That's true.
She is 30 years old, and she is mentally 8. So
plus, they have to feed her.
They have to feed her, and they have to get her hooked up with her backup dancers so she can have some sex, too. That's what Dad's job is. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is the Kevin and Bean Show, broadcasting live from the Slide Bar in Fullerton. Miss Double December 2012 pageant happening. You can go to krock.com and watch it live. We'll be here on the radio till 10 o'clock. We'll be crowning Miss Double D right before that. I want to thank the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen in downtown Fullerton for being our host every year. ToysForTots.org. United States Marine Corps down here looking for a new unwrapped toy if you come down to join the broadcast. And also Pinup Girl Clothing, pinupgirlclothing.com, who have generously contributed to Miss Double December pageant winner today. She gets an outfit, don't you know?
How about that?
Right now, though, we want to turn our attention to next weekend. The sold-out 22nd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas shows are happening Saturday and Sunday at the Gibson. By the way, we're going to have pit tickets to give away starting Monday on the Kevin and Bean Show. How about that?
That's correct.
But we're going to give away a pair to the crowd right here. What's the plan here?
Well, we're going to do some karaoke, and so you guys are going to vote. You're going to tell us who wins and who loses, and you're going to boo or cheer or whatever you want to do. Come on out. Contestant number one, give us your name and tell us what song you're going to sing.
Steve, I'll be singing Tighten Up by the Black Keys.
Oh, good choice, Steve.
Here's Steve with the Black Keys.
Do we need Steve in a bikini or anything, or is he okay?
Hi, Steve.
He's all right.
I wanted love. I needed love. Most of all, most of all. Someone said true love was dead, but I'm bound to fall. I'm bound to fall for you.
Wow!
We always do this contest because everybody sucks.
He's a ringer. Find out what band he's in.
Are you in a band? That's BS.
That's
all right.
Unbelievable.
Number two, you're a loser already, but what's your name and what song?
My name's Danny, and I'm singing Mumford & Sons' Little Lion Man.
All right. Little Mumford action. Here we go.
Weep for yourself, my man. You'll never be what is in your heart. Weep, little lion man, you're not as brave as you were at the start. Rate yourself and rake yourself and take home the courage you have left.
You know, I gotta be honest, that sounded pretty good. Why are you booing?
Wow, tough crowd.
He was good.
He's a good singer, too.
Tough crowd.
Somebody's gotta be bad. What's your name?
Jesse.
What are you gonna sing, Jesse?
I'm singing Miss You by Blink-182.
All right, here's a little Blink from Jesse.
Where are you? And I am so sorry. I can't sleep. I cannot dream tonight. I need somebody, and always this sick, strange darkness comes creeping out and going to the moon and the stars and all the skies and radio rockets.
It's like having Tom DeLonge right here with us. Well done, Jesse. Right.
Next contestant, come on out.
He's his own hype man.
He's already won in his mind.
Yep.
All right. What's your name? What song are you going to sing?
My name is Brad, and I'm going to sing Bush Come Down.
Bush Come Down. Here we go.
Love and hate, get it wrong. Come me right back down the side. Sweep the day, let it fade. What's there to take your place? No one knows, never will. Mostly me, mostly you.
I thought that was pretty good, too. I don't know what you people want.
Wow.
You know what the problem is?
What?
The problem here is that they're not a girl with a bikini on.
Yes, that's right.
That's the problem.
Everything else fails in comparison. Exactly, yes.
I'm not sure putting them on the glass works for you.
Who's our last contestant?
Come on out, our last contestant. What's your name? What's on you?
All right, that was barely trying, Lydia. Come on.
Here's what... This is a rough crowd.
It is a rough crowd. All right, let's have these guys move out so you can get behind them and maybe put your hand over there.
Right here.
Don't leave. All right.
Right here.
All right, listen, here's how it's going to work. We're going to give away tickets, your choice of nights for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. You, the audience here at the Slide Bar in Fullerton, are going to decide. Kevin is going to put his hand over each contestant by your applause. Should it be contestant number one who sang the Black Keys, Steve? All right. Danny sang Mumford & Sons.
That's rough.
Jesse, Blink-182. Brad sang Bush.
If they don't just cheer less, they boo.
Yeah. Lydia sang Incubus. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Jesse.
I won? Congratulations, you got tickets to night number two. Night number two.
What?
One. You wanted tickets for night number one?
Oh, that sucks.
No, I'm just kidding. Night one's cool.
All right, good. Congratulations. Thanks to everybody. Don't forget, we've got tickets all weekend long here on the world famous K-Rock. We get back to Miss Double December 2012 live on stage. I believe the talent portion of the competition is coming up next from the Fullerton Slide Bar on the Kevin and Bean.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is the Kevin and Bean Show live from the Slide Bar in Fullerton for the Miss Double D pageant.
Be sure to go to krock.com to watch all the action. By the way, I don't think we've mentioned it yet, but a special guest joining us in a few minutes, Petros Papadakis, is going to be here. Exactly. Ralph Garman in the suit on the stage. Where are we? Now, we have met the ladies and their bikinis. That's what we've done so far.
We have seen them in their swimwear. Now we're going to see what talents they possess.
Not like that, you animals.
God has blessed each of these women.
Yes, he has.
Well, let me finish. Oh. With a talent.
Oh, yeah, well, that too.
And they're going to come out here and perform for you. Like last time, we're going to bring the first five out. Then we'll take a short break and bring out the rest of the four. But all nine will be performing for the audience in the hopes of garnering some more votes before we stop the polls at 9 o'clock this morning.
You can still vote at krock.com till 9 a.m.
Let's bring up our first contestant, the lovely Joanna, everyone. Welcome Joanna to the stage.
What a festive costume. Joanna is awfully wiggly.
She is awfully wiggly. Joanna, how are you feeling this morning?
I am feeling great.
Joanna's special talent is that she is a bit of a poet, so she has written an original song.
To Jingle Bells.
To Jingle Bells. She has written original lyrics to Jingle Bells while she is jingling her own bells.
All right, we can't pay attention if you're going to shake like that.
I don't think she wants you to pay attention to the poem.
She has written an original poem to celebrate the Miss Double December pageant and the Kevin and Bean Show. I'm going to hand you the mic, Joanna, and then it's all you, okay?
We don't have any backup music, so if you guys want to hum along, go ahead. I got it, don't worry.
All right.
Okay. Having double D's is really fun for me. When I walk around, they bounce up and down. People stop and stare, but I don't really care. I love these things so much, you see, I wear them everywhere. Oh, dunk, dunk, dunk. I have big, huge hands. Vote for me in double D's. I'll be your biggest fan. Kevin, Ralph, and Bean have all already seen. They like my rack so much, they ask to triple team. If I win today, I will jump for joy. I'll shake, shake, shake my big, huge cans like a wrapped-up Christmas toy. Oh!
All right.
If I don't win, that's fine by me. I still have big, huge cans. Yeah!
That was one of the greatest moments, not only of this show, but of all of radio.
Awesome.
Joanna, ladies and gentlemen.
Joanna.
Thank you, Joanna. Thank you so much. Just because to show you what I know, I predicted such doom for her talent.
You did. Yep, we sure did.
And she came out there and crushed it.
She did. She owns this crowd right now.
She sure does. But that's just our first contestant. Please welcome to the stage our next contestant, the lovely Kyla, to the stage.
Kyla. Kyla, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, Kyla.
Looking very sporty this morning. Kyla, how you feeling?
I'm feeling great. Good morning, everyone. How are you doing?
Kyla's special talent is she can jump rope. Now, I heard an audible gasp from the crowd because they've never seen anyone jump rope before, but Kyla can do it.
Well, usually not past age 8.
Are you ready to perform your talent?
I'm ready. I've been trying, you know, since age 8, so we'll see.
Look at her gloves. She's got sports.
Oh, she's a professional.
She's decked out. She's got the gear. We're going to give you a little background music, and then the stage is yours. Jump away, Kyla.
Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump up and get down. Jump, jump.
Working her way down the runway.
Keep it going, Omar.
Kyla and her jump rope, ladies and gentlemen. Kyla and her jump rope. Thank you so much, Kyla. We appreciate that.
How did she not hit herself in the face while she was doing that?
She's a professional.
That was astonishing. I've already forgotten Joanna.
Not to mention the jump rope.
She's trained. Next up on the stage, we have the lovely Megan, everybody. Let's hear a round of applause for Megan.
Look at that.
Megan, you're a long way from Kansas.
I am.
Look at her in her little Santa suit.
Go to KROQ.com, people. Watch this.
Are you one of Santa's helpers?
I am actually Santa himself.
Oh.
Merry Christmas.
Well, I'm looking forward to you coming down my chimney this year.
Yeah, me too.
That's what she said.
Megan's special talent. Well, she's got two that she's going to combine. Not only is she an expert hula hooper, but Megan can also fit her fist in her mouth. So if I'm not mistaken, you're going to start off with hula hooping and then put your fist in your mouth.
I'm going to do both at the same time.
Okay. Remarkable. A degree of difficulty of about 8.
That's correct.
The stage is yours, Megan. Correct. Let's see what you got.
The hula hoop is running.
Hula hoop is well under control.
All right. She's doing it no problem now.
Now... she is presenting her fist to the crowd. And there, she is gobbling her fist. It is actually in the mouth, and now it is out of the mouth. Megan, like, how dare you?
How dare you? What can they possibly be booing?
You people, stop it!
I love her!
What do they want? It's not your fault. It's them. It's not you.
You guys.
This is inexcusable.
You made Megan sad. I hate you all. Thank you, Megan. Thank you so much.
I'm going to fight every one of you. What was not to like about that?
That was all good.
That was amazing.
I don't know what these people want.
All right, I'm visibly shaken at this point.
All right.
Got an angry mob on our hands.
Calm down,
hey, this isn't Occupy LA. Be polite.
That's right. Let's welcome to the stage our next contestant, Andy. Andy, welcome to the stage.
Andy
looking lovely. Andy's a hairstylist from Bellflower, California. Andy, what talent will you be presenting to us this morning?
I will be taking a shot with these.
Andy will be feeding herself a shot of alcohol with just using her breasts.
My real breasts.
Her real breasts.
Oh.
What's in the shot glass this morning? What are you drinking?
Vodka.
Vodka. Watch Andy as she serves herself vodka from her ample bosom, ladies and gentlemen.
Everybody!
And we have liftoff. Thank you, Andy. Thank you so much.
Nicely done.
Well done.
DJ Omar Khan on the ones and twos there, providing the music. Well done, my friend.
See, because she was doing a shot, and
right.
He played shots.
That is remarkable.
How does he do it?
That's why he gets the big buck.
That's right.
Exactly.
He's available for your wedding or bar mitzvah, people. Keep that in mind.
The time is now.
And for lastly, for the first round anyway, let's welcome Nikki to the stage. Nikki.
Ralph, I never want this show to end.
This should be our show every day,
I
really
agree. Well, she's not going to be able to keep that bikini on.
Nikki's a go-go dancer from Ontario, California. Her gift is that she can make her booty clap. She is going to make her butt do amazing things. How are they staying in there?
I don't know.
Is there glue involved?
There must be double stick tape.
At least. Are you going to have to mic her butt? Is that what's going to happen if she's making her booty clap?
There's no noise that comes out of the
ass. It's not an actual clap. What's wrong with you?
I thought it was a sound thing. Okay.
Nikki, have you warmed up? Are you stretched out? Are you good to go?
I'm stretched, yeah.
All right. Hey, what's happening right now?
I don't know, but I like it.
What's going on in the van?
Her butt is stretched.
Okay. We know that much.
All right. Nikki, the stage is yours. Please make your booty clap.
Step. Now make that mother hammer sound like.
I mean, if you're into that sort of thing, that's about as good as it gets.
That's not her first time doing that, I don't think.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki and her dancing ass.
Why is nobody making it rain?
No idea. Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Nikki.
USA!
Yeah, really.
USA!
That is USA. Prime Boy, American beef right there.
Some of those talents don't look like much on paper, but when you see them on stage, these girls are miracles.
Yeah, that's a gift of nature right there.
How about that? All right, so that is round one of the talent competition.
Let's keep going. Let's keep bringing them out. No, we're going to take a short break.
What?
And then we have four more contestants who will also be showing off their talents.
What do you guys think so far, by the way? Does anyone have a favorite?
I'm still holding a grudge against them for booing Megan. I don't understand what that was all about.
I'm going to hit someone.
Yeah, don't forget, you can go to KROQ.com to watch. You can also cast your vote at 9 o'clock. We cut off the voting. We will crown a brand new Miss Double December today. We'll be right back live from the Slide Bar in Fullerton on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey! 106.7 KROQ is KROQ. It is the Kevin and Bean Show.
Best time of the year, isn't it?
It is the most wonderful time of the year. Miss Double December 2012 pageant happening. Watch it on KROQ.com. Ralph Garman in a suit on the stage. By the way, Kevin, did you make up with the audience, or you guys still have problems?
I don't know.
You haven't decided yet.
Kevin's going to throw down.
I think Kevin was going to fight every one of them.
Well, they were bullying it. She was impressive.
I know.
It's a rough crowd.
She was smoking hot hula hooping, and she put her hand in her mouth.
I might fight every one of them. I don't know.
I don't blame you. All right, who have we seen so far, Ralph, and who's still to come?
We've seen the first five girls.
Okay, and we've done. We got four more for the talent.
My list is over there somewhere.
The competition.
Pay good attention, enough. Bean. Don't good ask enough. Questions about the last round.
Sorry.
Let's deal with this round.
Just like to stay correct.
We've got four more girls we're going to need to talk to. Please put your hands together and give a warm welcome to our next contestant, Michelle.
Is that like the most awesome schoolgirl uniform you've ever seen?
Michelle's a naughty little schoolgirl, aren't you?
I am.
Now, Michelle's got a talent. Let's bring it out here so everyone can see it past these speakers here. Your talent is spelling.
Yes.
When did you realize that you had a gift for spelling?
I think I've always known it, but when I was on the radio station, I think I told you guys I had to go to school. And when I was in school, it just
happened.
Well, she certainly knows how to win over a crowd with that spelling talent.
Now, I have compiled three words off of the list of the most commonly misspelled words in the English language. I'm going to ask you each of them, and then you need to spell them for me, okay?
What am I getting?
What's that?
How many words am I getting?
Three words. All right, three words. Here we go. The first word is brilliant. The word brilliant. Michelle?
Brilliant.
Really?
Starts with a B.
B-R-I-L-L.
What's happening here?
She's
taking her shirt off.
Does that help her spell?
T?
Yeah!
She forgot the I. The I before
I
the A.
Shut up. She took off her sweater while spelling.
The second word is guarantee. Guarantee.
Guarantee.
Now the pigtails are coming out.
Letting her hair down.
U.
She's smarter than we thought.
A-R-A.
Glasses are off.
N-T-E.
Yeah!
That's correct.
Nicely done.
And now the tiebreaker.
Ralph, give her a lot of words. There's still too many clothes.
If she's going to take something off every time she spells a word, never stop.
Let's work our way through the dictionary.
Yes.
Your final word is ecstasy. Ecstasy.
Ecstasy.
Oh, now the shirt's coming off.
S T.
I mean, if that helps to spell.
A.
Okay, now the skirt is coming off.
Take your time.
Why?
That is correct. Oh. That is the proper spelling for ecstasy. And that's what we have right here on stage.
All right.
Ecstasy, indeed. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michelle.
Oh, I miss her already. This is what the Scripps National Spelling Bee should be like. It would start to get some pretty powerful ratings.
You know how much of a better student I would have been if I was taught spelling that way?
No, you would have not.
That's right.
Paid
I wouldn't
any
have,
attention to the word.
Wouldn't have heard anything.
Wow, right?
Wow, indeed, sir.
I'm just saying.
Wow, indeed. Let's bring up our next contestant, the lovely Sierra, everybody. Put your hands together for Sierra.
Wearing a motorboating t-shirt today.
I heart motorboating.
She hearts motorboating. Sierra, what is your talent that you're going to show up for us today?
I can put my legs behind my head.
Sierra can put her legs behind her head. Will you be doing both at the same time or one at a time?
One at a time.
One at a time. First the right, then the left, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Because that's the traditional way, you know, you do it in the sport.
Right.
Let's get you a seat and let's get to your talent.
Ralph, Sierra is taller than you are in her heels.
She's a tall girl. Yeah. She's a tall drink of water. Here is Sierra putting her her legs behind her head. Starting with the right. That's a long, long leg. And she is putting it behind her. That is some serious flexibility right there. That's one. Here goes the left. Everyone's holding their breath. And we have liftoff. Congratulations. That's Sierra, everybody, and her very flexible legs.
A statement is never more true than we have liftoff.
Thank you so much, Sierra.
I don't know how long I would have to train and still not be able to do that, but probably my whole life.
By the way, no one wants to see you do that.
Yeah, that's the last thing we want to see.
I'm just saying it's impressive that she's able to.
Would you wear your goofy glasses while you were doing that?
How dare you?
Yeah.
Our next contestant up is Angela. Let's hear it for Angela, everybody. Angela, why don't you step out here so everyone can have a good look at you. What is the talent that you will be sharing with us today?
I'm going to howl like a dog.
Angela's going to howl like a dog. Now, you actually taught this to your dog, right?
I did. I taught my dog how to howl when he was about 6 weeks old. No, he taught me how to howl, silly.
Sure,
oh, that's
silly.
Right. You're like the dog whisperer, only you're the dog howler.
I am Mrs. Caesar Milan.
Well, let's get right to the howling, shall we?
Who let the dogs out?
Oh, she's doing it on all fours.
Holy crap.
What's happening right now?
That was Angela.
What is happening and why?
Angela was howling doggy style.
Yes,
that's
she
what
was.
She was doing.
Yes, she was.
Angela, ladies and gentlemen. Well, look at all the cameras in the air.
Nicely done.
It just got weird up in here, Ralph.
A lot of dog lovers in the audience.
That's right.
It turns
Apparently
out.
So.
A lot of dog lovers.
Keep your cameras up, people.
And now our final competitor for the talent portion of the Miss Double December pageant. Please welcome Lux to the stage. The lovely Lux. Why don't you step out here, Lux, so everyone can have a good look at you. Lux, what talent will you be showcasing today?
I'll be doing a burlesque dance for you guys.
Burlesque, of course, the time-honored art form, which puts the tees back in striptease, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Well, you've got the whole runway to work. The crowd is in your favor. We're going to give you a little music and then dance away.
Oh, I hope you guys enjoy.
I'm sure we will.
Dave brings out a chair. She's sitting on the chair now. She loves this song.
The fishnets and the leather boots. Working the runway.
Ooh, all the way out. Yeah, you don't need that glove.
No.
Not the first time she's done this.
The glove is holding you back. The other one should come up. There you go.
There we go. Get rid of those long, silky opera gloves.
Those aren't doing you any favor.
No.
Wearing a t-shirt that says, Unwrap Me, the spirit of the holidays.
Yes.
She was.
Yeah, let's unwrap her, shall we?
Seems like it's restricting you a little.
Well, getting awfully warm out here for that t-shirt.
Turning the chair around, facing the crowd.
Why there is no one throwing shirt. Money?
This makes me want to have my bachelor party all over again.
Yeah.
Another one with long legs. Lux has very long legs. Here goes the bustier.
And
here
Ralph,
goes the bustier.
Let's encourage her. Let's encourage her.
Let's make sure the crowd wants to see her remove it.
Kevin is now making it rain.
Kevin's making it rain.
Come on, people.
If she doesn't win, she'll go home a few bucks richer.
That's right.
Nothing else. Here goes the bustier. And it's off.
Give her as much time as she needs, Omar.
I think we have one more step before the talent segment is over.
This is the reason the internet was invented, is krock.com, Ustream right now.
Yeah. That's really impressive.
She undresses with her thumbs.
And there you go, ladies and gentlemen. This song is completely appropriate.
Come on, standing ovation, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lux.
We are at work right now. This is our job.
I didn't enjoy that, but it sounds like everyone else did.
And that's what matters.
You keep your tips.
How about that? All right. So we've done swimsuits. We've done talent.
Yes, we have.
What's happening next, Ralph?
Her garter belt broke. That's how hard she was dancing.
Let's do talent again. Let's do talent again.
No, we have to get inside their minds, Kevin. We're going to ask the girls some important questions and see how they think. Because, really, the Miss Double December pageant is all about the mind.
Certainly. You got an hour and 14 minutes to cast your vote. Go to krock.com. You can not only watch the pageant live as it happens, but you can decide who will wear the crown. Who will be Miss Double December 2012? We'll return from the slide bar in Fullerton right after this on The Kevin and Bean Show.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is The Kevin and Bean Show live from Fullerton. We are doing our Miss Double December pageant.
About an hour and a half from right now, Christine, Miss Double December 2011, will pass the magic of the crown to a brand new lady who will represent The Kevin and Bean Show through all of 2012. She'll win tickets to Acoustic Christmas next weekend, both nights. She'll be with us at the Weenie Roast next year, the Kevin and Bean singles parties. She'll be coming to all sorts of live events and representing the show all year long. So we're very excited. You can still vote. You got a little more than an hour from right now to go to krock.com and cast your vote. Who would you like to see wearing the crown? Ralph is here now doing the showbiz beat in a suit. Ladies and gentlemen, on the Kevin and Bean Show for a Friday.
I always do it in a suit. You know I wear a suit to work every day.
And then our friend Petros Papadakis will be joining us right after the top of the hour.
We can talk about that USC team. How about that USC team?
Can I get a little camera love? No love for the camera?
Hey, what's going on? Where's Ralph's sound effects, you guys?
No love for the paparazzi?
Need some kind of sound effect.
I'm like a trained seal. I can't do the bit without the paparazzi sound effects.
There we go. There you go.
All right.
As we take it off, yeah. You see my double Ds. While we're talking about double Ds, I did promise to do this story every showbiz beat. Congratulations to Lacey Schwimmer of Dancing with the Stars.
She was Psycho Mike's partner.
She was. And that event must have scarred her enough that she needed a boost in her self-esteem after losing with Psycho Mike. So she has gone from a B cup to a brand new D cup, everybody.
Maybe she'll compete next year.
She said she wanted a boob job for some time, and finally it was time to inflate the cans, and that's what she did, and we're all very happy that she did.
Well, there's no excuse for not getting a boob job, right?
No.
Okay. Make sure we're all on the same page.
You know that guy Neil Schoen from Journey? He's the guy who stole the Real Housewife of Washington, D.C., Michaela chick. And then Tariq, her husband, sued them for $17 million.
Right.
Because he said she left him in debt. And also he's helping sell Journey concert tickets because she left him for the guy from Journey. And that's what made people interested in the band again.
No one cared about Journey until she joined.
That's what he's claiming.
Right, sure.
Well, now that guy Neil Schoen has bigger problems. It turns out his ex-girlfriend, fiance, former Playboy playmate Ava Fabian.
Who he had been married to for about 2 months, if I recall correctly, when he ran off with Michaela Mahula.
They got married in Paris in July. 2 months later, he ran off with this Michaela Salahi. She is now suing, claiming that there's some accumulated joint property that she wants to share, and also he is suing because that he fraudulently went into the marriage.
Wow.
So this guy's got trouble on both sides of the aisle.
I have heard, Ralph, and I don't know if this is true or not, that Don't Stop Believing by Journey is the biggest selling single in the history of iTunes.
I believe that, especially after Glee covered it.
It's been around a while.
That was the biggest deal in the world when they covered that song.
No one bought it, though, until she was with him. And then...
and here we go.
Did they think I was just going to do it once?
I don't know.
And lastly, if you ever use Ticketmaster, at least in the past 12 years, you are getting a refund.
How do we do that?
There was a proposed class action lawsuit against Ticketmaster for the fact that their processing fees weren't really processing fees at all, just another way for them to make a profit.
We always ask, what is a processing fee? We already know what that is.
The court decided that we were right and they were wrong, so now everybody who's ever used Ticketmaster, between 1999 and 2011, you will get $1.50 back for each ticket order that you placed.
It, for the last 12 years.
Up to 17 orders.
Wow.
So that's as much as you can get. However, if you use the expedited delivery service, which was an additional $5 on Ticketmaster, you'll get that back as well. So you can make a couple bucks from Ticketmaster, and we finally called them on their BS, and now we get some money back.
Although they're probably going to charge us a fee for the refund.
Yes, there will be. There is a $25 processing fee to get you your refund back, and you'll actually owe them money by the time it's all over. Take a look at today's celebrity birthday. Stephen Bauer is 55 years old today. A lot of Stephen Bauer fans.
Yeah, they don't care. They're just drunk.
Rick Savage of Def Leppard is 51. Nate Mendel of Foo Fighters is 43. Lucy Liu. I'm just sitting next to you, Lisa. I get so flustered. I keep calling out your name. Makes my wife furious. Lucy Liu's 43. Rena Sofer of 24 and Just Shoot Me is 43 years old. Nelly Furtado celebrates her 33rd birthday. And Britney Spears is a very, very dumb 30 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is the Kevin and Bean Show from the Slide Bar in Fullerton.
Just as far as the eye can see, there's people here.
Yep. Guys. There's guys here.
There's a lot of guys.
Sausage Fest 2011.
There's some women in the audience, too. There's some women in the audience. Some women, I think, should enter next year, actually.
I agree, by the way. Yeah. We have Acoustic Christmas tickets for you. Your choice of nights for the 22nd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Keep listening to K-Rock. Your chance to win in less than 1 hour. We're going to get right back to the pageant. If I understand correctly, the interview portion is coming up next in about 10 minutes.
Yes, my favorite portion, because we get to learn something about the girls.
And that's what you're about,
Ralph. I like to get to know them on the inside.
I've heard you say that in many different
ways.
How
I get to the inside is not important. That's what I've always said.
All right, who's ready for a special guest?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, but it's only Petros Papadakis. But
Petros!
He is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Papadakis
from the Petros and Money Show on the radio nationwide. It's the P, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, Petros? What's going on, man?
What's popping with y'all? How are you guys? You guys look wonderful. What a great event.
You were off to the side of the stage. What did you think of the talent portion of the competition we just witnessed?
Best year ever. Best year ever, man. I come every year, and this year's the best. They always look lovely. Everybody's always excited. I was a little disturbed because I was on my way here. I was on Harbor here in downtown Fullerton, and I heard Kevin, like, trying to fight the crowd.
They were getting ugly. I was going to have to throw down.
Yeah, and he started saying, you know, I'll fight you all. And when you start hearing something like that and there's a big crowd of angry people,
yeah,
you start to worry about things getting a little sideways.
Nah, it's all good.
Yeah, but you did say, I'll fight you all.
Yeah, he did.
Now, have you ever dropped a I'll fight you all while you're being, like, dragged out of a bar or club?
Of course.
Or house? I'll fight you all!
Of course. But you're being dragged, so you know you don't have to
That's
follow
right.
through.
Well, I'm glad that everything's okay. It's a wonderful event. Everybody's happy here. There's a lot of...
You know, boobs brings us together.
Yeah, and it's like there's something about boobs that brings out gentlemen with really big faces. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
It's called BFS, big face syndrome.
Right.
I have it. You know, as you get older, if you're a big burly guy in high school or you play football and... Your face just gets giant.
What's he talking about?
He's talking about a giant head. Yeah, he has a giant head.
The head gets bigger.
Yeah, and there's a lot of guys with some big-ass faces in the crowd. And then they had the big smiles because they're seeing boobs, and it's like, I mean, it's really like a cartoon out there.
That's why Kevin wants to fight them all, because it's an easy target when you got a big face.
Yeah, but then I have a big face, so
that's true. What do you do?
Well, listen, before we get back to the pageant, as we mentioned, the interview portion is up next. You can stream the whole show. You can watch it live at krock.com. Thanks to our friend at Ustream. I have to ask about the UCLA game this weekend. Now,
okay, what? Tonight.
Tonight, yeah.
Tonight.
How does it... No, I'm serious. This is my question. How often does it happen that a coach gets fired, but they say, but you go ahead and keep coaching?
and playing the championship game.
What's this about?
Well,
it would be like if they said to us, hey, Kevin and me, you guys are suspended, but go ahead and do a show tomorrow.
They don't do that radio.
They don't do that, right? They would never do something like that.
They would never do that.
How is that not on your head?
That's
It usually depends on who the coach is. And by the way, yes, let's take some time off the boob pageant and talk sports.
Just for a brief second.
They go hand in hand.
You are here.
It really depends on who the coach is and what the situation is. If that guy is an alum and he's not going to cause any trouble or burn any bridges or...
If it's me, I'm just going to have a chair and I'm just going to sit down and watch.
Yeah, Neuheisel, is a UCLA guy who's a Rose Bowl MVP. If they do play in a bowl game, which they will because they got a waiver, so they're going to play in a bowl game, win or lose tonight, UCLA will.
Right, right, right.
So if they do play in a bowl game, when they do, Rick will not be coaching. Mike Johnson will be the interim coach. That'll be the third time this century that UCLA has had an interim coach after they fired a coach and played in a bowl game. So it's very awkward.
Okay, why
weird
don't
timing.
They have Johnson coach tonight, though? That's what I don't understand.
Or, well, because it's the next week. Because it's actually a short week. I mean, they played on Saturday against USC. And
no, they didn't.
You can't say played. Yeah, you're right.
There.
I was there.
They watched the USC game.
There was no playing.
They played about as much as I did, and I was standing on the sideline. It was 50-0, but it's a short week of prep, so it just made sense. They had to get rid of him and start a coaching search because there's a lot of job openings right now. The Washington State job just got
four
filled.
Four out of the Pac-12 have been fired recently,
right? That's
right.
Arizona's been filled. Arizona State, they're trying to fill their job right now. A&M needs to get a coach. Illinois needs to get a coach. So they got to enter this competition to hire a new guy, and they needed to get into it right away. It's very awkward timing. It's a very strange time, but it's not that much of a crazy thing to have him coach one more
game. But Rick should have them take a knee on every play. That's what he should do.
That would be funny.
It might look like that anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably going to be very ugly. That's the toughest place to play in the conference. They're an offensive juggernaut, and UCLA on a few occasions this year has just shown up in a lot of games and look like they didn't want to be there.
What's the spread right now for that Oregon-UCLA game?
32.
32 points.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Hey, but you know what? Stanford was a 41-point underdog and came down here a few years back and beat USC. So it's not inconceivable when you're talking about college kids, but it's pretty hard to imagine Oregon and the style they play breaking down to this UCLA team, which is rudderless.
All right, let's talk about the NBA, which is coming back.
Aren't you excited on
Christmas? I am excited.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Hey, let's go Lakers, eh? What are the Clippers?
No.
No? Nobody likes the Clippers? I work for the Clippers.
Yeah, we know.
We got Blake Griffin.
Yeah, he's great.
Puts his balls on everybody's neck out there in the NBA. Just
he does do that.
Flies all over the place. It's wonderful.
So you're excited for that to happen?
Sure, absolutely. I work a little bit for the Clippers, so we're going to make some money. And, you know, I never really cared much about the players or the owners or the coaches even. But the people that work at Staples Center, the people that own businesses around these stadiums all over the country, I mean, they're suffering. I mean, really suffering. A friend of mine, you know, makes good money. He's a play-by-play guy for the Utah Jazz. He's got three kids in college. I mean, he counts on 82 games a year to pay.
What, are they going to have 66?
Well, they're gonna, you know what? They should have 66 every year, to be honest. Now it's going to be 66. They cut it back, and it's going to be a pretty good season. But it's not going to affect anybody that much. I think the best teams will still be the best teams.
After all is said and done and they came to this agreement, are the owners happy? Are the players happy?
No one's ever happy. No one's ever happy in these situations. And that's a pervasive attitude. That's why I like college football. Because there's still color, there's still pageantry. It's like what Matt really loves about the EPL, you know, the English Premier League and soccer in Europe. You know, it's a regional thing, and people dress up, and they freak out, and there's passion there. To me, the NFL or the NBA, it doesn't matter where the game is. It's the same game no matter where it is. They play the same music. They have the same dancers. And it's great. The product is wonderful, but it just doesn't have the passion that I desire. That's why I like college sports. But I got to say, the NBA, it's good that it's back. There's going to be people that are going to make money off it. And the Lakers should be pretty good. And they got a new coach that, you know, got really big teeth. And the Clippers are good.
That's important, Ed.
Should be a great year. Well, you know what? A lot of these guys make some money. And Matt will tell you, too. Look at Baron Davis. These guys make a little money, and then they get these fake teeth. They get the veneers put in, and they all of a sudden they look like horses. It's amazing.
There's a real danger to doing a show in front of a live audience when you can hear the people yelling, boring.
Yeah. Look.
That's not what you want.
You guys are having a boob pageant.
We're bringing
a sports guy.
We're bringing them back out. There's a girl that's starting a booby chat.
Yes. All right. Well, listen, B, you're going to hang with us, right? You're not going anywhere.
I'm going to sit here
and
think about how excited I am that the NBA is back.
All right.
But help us evaluate.
Hot flying guys with neck tattoos.
Help us evaluate as we bring the girls out and we talk to them. We want your input.
Well, you know, there's no master of ceremonies that looks better and is more buttoned up than Ralph Garman.
I don't understand
why Ralph doesn't do every pageant. From toddlers and tiaras to Miss Universe, he should do everything.
Ralph is too good for radio. There's no question about that.
I mean, he is buttoned up.
Yep. Mario Lopez wasn't available for this gig, so I had to take it.
We will be right back, and we will continue with the Miss Double D pageant from Fullerton on the Kevin Abine Show. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, live from the Slide Bar in Fullerton, California, at the Miss Double December pageant.
You can stream the show at krock.com right now, as many thousands are doing around the world today. This is the day we look forward to, the most wonderful time of the year. We will crown a new Miss Double December 2012. Ladies and gentlemen, your MC on stage, Ralph Garman.
Thanks, everybody, for coming out. This is the third and final portion of the Miss Double December pageant. The most important portion, in my opinion, it is the interview portion, where we get to look inside the minds of these girls, and sometimes we're frightened at what we find. But I hope today we'll have a good turnout. Let's welcome Joanna to the stage again, the lovely Joanna. Joanna, why don't you step right out here so everyone can have a good look at you. Triple team, that's right. Triple team was in her poem, yes.
Is that the chant you want when you step out on stage?
I don't think so, no. No, Joanna, sorry she brought that up now. All right, Joanna, how are you feeling about the competition so far?
I am having the best time. I am so glad I'm part of it. Every girl should join. I love it. It was such a good time.
There you go.
Are you girls having fun in the trailer back there? Are you having a good time?
I am. I'm having a blast. I think everybody seems to be having a good time.
The girls are all getting along? No catfights?
No.
All right. Is there one girl everyone doesn't like?
There seems to be an issue.
Yeah. No means yes.
Is there one girl everyone doesn't like?
No. Everything's fine. I think I feel really cheerful in my section.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I have written up a bunch of questions for all the girls. We randomly picked them out of the hat. Here is your question. Joanna, Santa says you've been a very good girl this year.
Liar.
If you could have him bring you one gift this year, anything in the world, what would that one gift be and why?
Everybody wants me to say world peace.
No!
No, we don't.
Okay.
Get real. What one thing, cost is no object, what one thing would you like Santa to bring you this year?
I would like for him to pay for a vacation for all of my friends and family to go back to, like, Dublin, Ireland, or some crazy place. Excuse me, what do you want? What do you want me to want?
Hey, stop booing or I'll fight every one of you!
Yeah.
Just because...
Be nice!
I feel like I'm on Jerry Springer.
It's not you, it's them.
This isn't Jerry Springer. I'm not done talking.
Snap!
Oh, no, you did!
So you'd go back to Dublin, Ireland, the homeland.
No. I would go... That's not my homeland, but I would...
No, it's hard to concentrate.
I think we got the answer.
I think that's an excellent answer. Thank you so much, Joanna. Thank you.
And our apologies to her. Lovely.
Don't make the pretty girls cry.
I'm embarrassed on behalf of our listening audience.
Listen, people, we know you're having a great time, but it takes a lot of guts to come up here and do this, so don't be rude.
Now Kevin is flipping off the crowd.
As well he should.
The crowd will start throwing things momentarily.
Fight him, Kevin. Fight each and every one of these bastards.
All right, who's contestant number two, Ralph?
Next up is Kyla. Welcome Kyla to the stage. Kyla. I'm going to step right out here, Kyla. She looks surprised that she's been called onto the stage. Right out here, sweetie. Here is your question. It is widely accepted by women that men are clueless when it comes to women. Here's your chance to teach all the men in the audience. Tell us one thing that every man needs to know about women.
Well,
that's a deep point.
Men do love boobies. And actually, I don't know much about women either.
But you are one. As far as we know.
All right.
Well,
I'm totally a girl, but I mean, I'm clueless about women as well.
So your one secret you want to give to men is that men love boobies. I think she's right. I think she's right. Men do love boobies.
Isn't that why we're all here?
That's why we're all here.
That's why we're all here. You're absolutely right. Thank you, Kyla. Thank you so much.
Kyla, everybody.
Kyla, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
I saw smoke coming out of her ears there at the end. I think you fried her mainframe.
Next up is Megan. Megan, come on out and say hi to everyone. The lovely Megan. Want to step right out here for me?
Well, that's just ridiculous.
She's looking lovely today. Here's your question, Megan. If you had to be a wild animal for an entire week, which animal would you pick and why?
If I had to be a wild animal for a week...
That's what I just said.
That was Ralph's part.
What animal has the biggest boobs?
Probably a cow.
I would be a cow! And I would have the biggest boobs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Megan. Thank you, Megan. Thank you so much.
Megan is very aware of her strengths.
Yes, she is.
I would not have guessed cow.
No, that was a great answer.
You think about the udders, I got to think. Those are the biggest boobs, right?
All right, fantastic. Lot to process here. I hope you're making up your mind. You can go to krock.com and vote until 9 o'clock. Well, let's meet another Miss Double D pageant contestant.
Let's bring Andy out, everybody. Andy, welcome to the stage. Looking lovely in that little black dress. Why don't you come up here so everyone can take a good look at you. Looking lovely. Andy, here's your question. Let's pretend that one of the prizes for winning Miss Double December is your very own island nation that you would be the queen of. What three laws would you pass right away that every citizen would have to live by?
Number one, legalize marijuana.
All right.
Legalize marijuana.
I'm there. We have a winner.
Kevin wants to move to that island. What would your second law be?
Number two... Nationwide health care.
Nationwide health care, okay.
Not as strong, but okay. I like that that comes after legalizing pot, too.
They call it Andy care. That's what they would call it, yes. And what last law would you pass that everybody who lived on your island would have to live by?
We all win the lottery.
Everybody wins the lottery on Andy's island. Thank you so much, Andy. I appreciate that.
That lottery doesn't last long, but okay.
Well, you win like a buck or something, I guess.
Where does clothes optional come on that list?
That would be on my island.
That's what I was thinking right there.
For the ladies, at least. And the last person in part one of our interview competition, Nikki. Come on out, Nikki, our last contestant for the first half.
Is she the one that made it clap?
She was our booty clapper.
Oh, she did make it clap.
Step right out here for us, Nikki, so everyone can get a good look at you. Yeah. Nikki, here is your question. If it was guaranteed that you could get away with it, what celebrity would you murder, why, and how would you do it? What celebrity would you like to kill if you knew you could get away with it?
Bieber.
I would murder Angelina Jolie.
What?
I would murder her. Then I'd murder her.
What's happening?
What?
I could not have predicted that.
I don't understand why she would kill her after that, quite frankly.
What's happening right now?
Thank you, Nikki. Thank you so much for your answer. That was.
Take that back to the lab to investigate.
That was enlightening and yet terrifying.
Did you get the second part of that, too?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
After she said.
Afterwards. Yeah.
All right, we will continue.
She's like a black widow. She mates and she kills.
We will continue with the interview portion.
Are
of
you
Miss
sure?
Double D when we get back on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is the Kevin and Bean Show live from Fullerton. We're at the Slide Bar, Rock and Roll Kitchen, downtown Fullerton. Miss Double December 2012 will be crowned next hour. Miss Double December 2011, Christine is here. She will be passing in her kiss. The magic and the majesty and the power of Miss Double D.
Saliva. The majesty and the saliva.
So we've done swimsuits. We've done talent competition. Right now we're smack dab in the middle of the interview portion of the show. I think we have four girls left to go.
This is where we learn a little bit about the girls. Last break, we learned a little bit too much from Nikki, I think.
No, that was great.
It's a little scary, that Nikki, in my opinion. Let's bring out the rest of the girls one at a time and ask them their questions. Please welcome to the stage Michelle, everybody. Woo! Michelle. Looking gorgeous, Michelle. If I could step right out here so everyone can have a good look at you. Michelle, here's your question. If you could trade places with any famous woman in the world, past or present, which one would you choose and why?
explain this one. So, if I could be anybody, it would be Dita Von Teese. But
oh, good choice.
I feel like I couldn't. I feel like I couldn't even live up to what she is. So that's kind of a hard question. But I guess if I could trade places with anybody, it would probably be her.
Dita Von Teese, an excellent answer.
There you go.
I think you would look great in one of those martini glasses, getting all wet and dancing for us. I appreciate that. That was Michelle's answer. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle.
Dita, of course, famous burlesque dancer. Indeed. Probably the most famous in the world.
Yeah. You ever see that champagne glass thing?
Oh, yeah.
She does?
Oh, yeah.
That's good stuff.
Would
right
she
there.
Be Dita with or without Marilyn Manson, though?
Without. This is post.
Yeah, I think you want to be post Marilyn Dita. That's what you want to
actually,
be.
You want to be pre Marilyn Dita,
yes,
and then
you
make
do.
The decision not to be with Marilyn. Step in. Let's welcome Sierra to the stage next. Sierra, everybody is here. Lovely. Why don't you step right out
She's
here?
She's very tall.
She is a very tall young lady. No, it's okay. You can be as tall as you want. Sierra, here's your question. If you could have a wild sexual encounter in any famous location in the world, which one would you pick and why?
Any location?
You have a wild sexual encounter in a specific famous location anywhere in the world. Which one would you like to have it in?
Please say
why?
The slide bar. Please say the slide bar.
At slide bar. Because it's awesome.
You have a second choice other than the one being
inside
baby?
The rock and roll kitchen.
I don't know.
All right.
All right, we'll take slide bar as your answer then.
The K-Rock Studio.
K-Rock yeah, right. Studio, also right. A good answer. Thank you so much, Sierra. I appreciate it.
Can
Thank
also
you.
Be arranged, too, by the way.
Not by you, it can't.
No, apparently not.
No. I'm Bean.
I'm Bean. I can arrange that.
Stop doing that.
I don't believe I said it with the hip movements, Ralph.
Let's bring out Angela to the stage, everybody. Angela coming out to the stage. The slow, seductive, sultry Angela. Angela, step out here so everybody can take a look at you. Here is your question. If you were throwing the perfect holiday dinner party of your dreams, and you could invite any three people in the world to have dinner with you, who would you pick and why? Three people to pick dinner with you, to have dinner with you at your dinner party.
That is so difficult. I can't choose three. I would choose all of you. Dinner with me and my puppy, Don Juan. It'd be great. And
there you go. You're all welcome to her house for holiday dinner. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Angela. I sense a little sucking up there, quite frankly.
Yes. You think?
Yeah. I may not be the sharpest tool
not
in the shed.
Not completely genuine.
I'm saying
not
maybe.
Completely.
Maybe.
Do we have a Miss Pandering award that we can give?
Is
that
what we do? And the last member of our competition here, this is the last segment of the competition. Please welcome Lux to the stage. I'd like to step right out here, darling. So
I know I've seen her before, but I still don't believe she's real.
She is
real. She has great strength in that body.
Yes, and she smells terrific, in case you were wondering.
Thank you, Ralph, for that update.
Here is your question, Lux. We've just been given the bad news, Lux, that an asteroid is headed on a collision course with Earth. And life as we know it will be over in 2 days. How would you spend your final 48 hours? Sex does the answer, and I think that's the perfect answer.
Yeah, sex.
Anyone in particular you have in mind for that?
Anybody I could choose? She's really cute.
Yes! She's really cute. Thank you, Lux. Thank you, Lux, for stepping out and giving us the answer.
Well, we have a lot to think about now in the final moments,
do.
Right?
Yes, I'm going to go think hard in the bathroom for about 4 minutes.
You're going to think for about 30 seconds.
How dare you, sir?
All right, go to krock.com right now. You can watch the actual crowning next hour. You can still cast your vote. Who will be Miss Double December 2012? It is in your hands. We'll return with the Showbiz Beat coming up live from the Slide Bar in Fulton after this on the Kevin and Beat. Someone plug something in or unplug something. Whatever's causing that, make it stop.
That's a good sound.
It sounds like the beginning of a remote.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, live from the Slide Bar in Fullerton. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's the Miss Double D Pageant 2011, and we are picking a Miss Double D for 2012. We got DJ Omar Khan over here on the left, ladies and gentlemen.
DJ Omar Khan.
Lisa May, Ralph Garman, Kevin Bean, and our friend Petros Papadakis. from the Mighty Sports Radio Show. It's time for the Showbiz Beat, and then we have a very special guest to announce after the top of the hour. We won't say it now, but it's somebody you're going to want to hear on the show.
Did you mention Dave the King of Mexico also here?
I'm not familiar with Mr. King, sorry.
Dave the King of Mexico over there. A round of applause for Dave, who put the whole show together this year, by the way.
Dave is the only one who actually sleeps with each year's Miss Double D as well.
He does.
Not just Miss Double D, but all the contestants.
Somebody has to. Somebody's got to. We can't.
He tries them out.
All right, let's get to the showbiz news. As I mentioned, I'm going to start every report with the following story. Lacey Schwimmer of Dancing with the Stars got a boob job.
I mean, if that's what she wants.
That's what we all want. She went from a B cup to a D cup. I predict she will win the coveted mirror ball trophy every year from now on.
Is that
on.
Right?
That's all it takes. She says she can't be happier, and she's very proud of her new assets.
Actually, her old asset was her problem, I think.
Ralph.
I'm just saying.
Why do you have to go there?
I'm just saying.
Shan, she's a little bottom heavy. I'm picking it up.
Yeah, I think we knew what he meant.
I got it. I know what he's saying.
So
that's
do we.
Why I'm glad P's here, because he gets me.
She's like one of those clowns that you punch, and it comes right back up.
That's right.
Filled with sand in the bottom.
Yeah, that's right.
Bags.
Stop it.
She's not light in the ass.
Stop it.
New reality show Celebrity Wife Swap has just been announced. It's a reality show where celebrities will trade spouses. Of course, not in every way, no. Oh. They just have to live with the other family for 2 weeks. The first week, the new spouse has to learn how that family operates. The second week, they get to call the shots.
Ooh.
Here's your list of celebrities, and I use that term loosely. Who will be swapping spouses this year? Niecy Nash and Tina Yothers. Got to see Tina Yothers from Family Ties finally getting back on television.
What has she been doing in the last 25 years?
Goth right? band.
She has been desperately calling Michael J. Fox for a loan.
Okay.
She's been working Vaseline Alley.
Oh, stop it. Mick Foley and Antonio Sabato Jr. will trade wives.
Kevin thinks that punchline works in every situation,
does, by the
way.
It
does. With each progressive beer, he thinks it gets funnier, too,
right,
by the
right.
way.
I'm sorry, who was the second couple?
Mick Foley, pro wrestler, and Antonio Sabato Jr.
Wow, you couldn't find two more alike people.
I like Tony because he's a Batman fan, big Batman fan. Antonio Sabato Jr. has a huge Batman collection.
Wow.
Who knew? Okay.
I did.
Uninteresting.
Yeah. We all know each other. All the Batman collectors know
is that
each
right?
other. Yeah.
Or do you call each other, are you Bat friends?
We're Bat friends.
Okay.
Flava Flav.
Yeah!
Now we're getting somewhere.
And Dee Snider from Twisted Sister will trade wives.
All right. I didn't even know Flavor Flav was married.
I think he's going to get married just before the show, and I'm sure he'll be divorced shortly
okay.
thereafter.
Because it seems like every other year he's on Flavor of Love looking for a new girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tracy Gold from Growing Pains.
Cute.
And
cute
Carney girl. Wilson of Wilson Phillips will trade spouses.
Not as cute.
I heard Carney also wants to trade refrigerators, if that's possible. She was like, I'm just saying she likes to eat. Oh, listen to you groaning.
Oh, she doesn't like to eat.
These are people who were booing beautiful women up here on this stage moments ago, but now they're protecting Carney Wilson.
What kind of upside-down world are we in?
F Fullerton. You.
No, I've come to hate this crowd.
Me too. Kevin and I are going to fight you all.
Uh-oh. I'm glad to have some help.
It's on.
You know what?
P?
I'll
yeah.
fight with you guys.
Are you got our back?
All right.
Three of us.
Bean, you in, Bean?
I believe I'm with the crowd.
Oh,
I think I'm with the crowd, pussy.
So typical.
I'd go straight for Bean, yeah. get rid of him, and then throw myself into these people headlong.
I would beat them with Bean. That's how I would do
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
yeah. And Gary Busey is going to swap his wife with Pastor Ted Haggard. They will be swapping places.
That's going to be awesome.
As if this poor woman, Ted Haggard's wife, hasn't been through enough. He was found with a gay prostitute in a hotel room while doing meth.
At the time, he was
an evangelical preacher on television.
Can I just say that you guys, as a show, having an event with thousands of people and then threatening to fight everybody here...
Look!
...is got to be the best thing that's
You do
ever
what
happened.
You have to do. I don't want to fight them, but they're demanding it.
They insist. And, so this woman's been through that with her marriage with this guy, and now she's got to go live with Gary Busey.
Love it.
Yeah. I think she'd prefer the gay sex and the meth, quite frankly, than living with Busey. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays for December 2nd. Actor Stephen Bauer is 55 years old today. You remember him from Scarface. He was Tony Montana's brother in Scarface.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
First, you'll get the women. Then, you get the money. Then, you'll get the power. Or something like that. I forget which order it is. But you get it first.
Ooh-ah!
Rick Savage of Def Leppard, 51 years old. Nate Mendel of Foo Fighters, 43 years old. Lucy Liu is 43. Rena Sofa, also 43. And Nelly Furtado turns 33 years old today. And Britney Spears! Britney Spears. Yeah, she's laughing because she's 30 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is the Kevin and Bean Show live from the Sly Bar in Fullerton for the Miss Double D pageant.
About 10 minutes from right now, we will narrow down our field of nine to just three. And then in about a half an hour, we will crown Miss Double December 2012, which, again, the power of being Miss Double D is transferred from the kiss of last year's Miss Double D. So Christine will be making out with some girl on this stage this hour on the Kevin Bean Show.
I forget which year we came up with that, but we were so happy with ourselves.
Petros Papadakis, you have a good time, buddy?
I am having the time of my life, and I can't wait for the kiss.
The kiss is going to be great. We are going to unleash some magic on you right now. You don't get quality entertainment like this on your little AM radio show.
No,
this is for the big boys. This is FM only, ladies and gentlemen. We're very happy to welcome to the stage.
We don't have the resources.
The International Man of Mystery, Goto, ladies and gentlemen. Goto. Long-time Kevin and Bean Lister and Mystery, Goto, has joined us. We don't get a chance to see him in person very often.
Hey, Bean.
What's up, Doe? How are you? Say hi to your fans.
Hey, Bean, I need some babes.
Well, I know you do, Doe.
Doe, they're chanting your name. Feel good?
Yeah.
Hey, Doe, first of all, thank you for coming to the Miss Double D pageant. Yeah. It's great to see you.
Thanks, Bean.
And second of all, explain to me why when you saw Ralph Garman here today, you said, hey, Bean, there's the Motown millionaire. What does that mean?
Yeah, because the way he dressed, the way he put on his tie, he looks like Bill Gates.
Okay, but what is Bill Gates?
Bill Gates is a Motown millionaire.
What does that have to do with Motown or being? I don't even understand.
No. It's multi-millionaire.
Multi.
Oh, yeah. Multi.
Oh, he thought you said Motown.
Okay, all right.
That makes more sense.
All right.
Now, Doe, you haven't been here for the whole show, but you've been here long enough to get a chance to see the ladies, the nine finalists on stage for their interviews. Give me some of your observations about the ladies you've seen here today.
The ladies I've seen,
get closer to the microphone if you would.
The ladies that I've seen, I think they're pretty cool. They're pretty decent.
Uh huh.
And
just pretty decent?
No, they're excellent, Bean.
Excellent. Okay, yes, I'm Kevin.
Kevin, that's all right.
Did you have more to add to that, or is that the extent of your knowledge on the Miss Double D?
But I like to get married eventually, Bean.
Right.
Well, we know that.
But we weren't talking about that. We were just talking about Miss Double D here. Yeah, do you have a favor?
You know, I'm not so sure, Bean.
That's Kevin. Kevin. That's actually Kevin.
Kevin. Kevin.
You know, you can look at us right here and just see.
So sure.
You can see who's talking.
Okay. Doto, would you date any of the Miss Double December contestants?
Why not, Bean? This is America.
USA! Having said that, it's not going to happen.
You have expressed some concerns in the past about dating a woman that is smarter than you are, dating a woman that makes more money than you do.
But let him finish.
But you wouldn't have any problem with dating a woman who would be obvious eye candy that would draw the attention of other men all the time when you went out, right?
Not really. I take it on a case-by-case, Bean.
Sure. Sure. I can see that.
You know what, Bean? This is the 21st century, so you have to be flexible. What the heck, right, Bean?
Yeah! What the heck? What the heck?
Before we meet our top three on the stage here in a minute, what do you think we should be looking for in the Miss Double December winner? Besides the obvious attributes, what else should we look for in a champion?
Where she like to go to eat, like buffets?
Yeah. So wait, let me get this straight. So we should check with every single contestant and see if they like buffets.
What? Depends, like five-star buffets.
Five-star buffets.
Five-star.
Okay. So if they like five-star buffets, then they're in?
Maybe three and a half, Kevin.
Three and a half stars. Yeah. Kevin.
All right.
It was five, now it's three and a half.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Any questions you have for us before we take a break and come back and meet the three top finalists for the pageant this year, Doe? Anything you want to know?
No, I haven't seen our man Lightning for years. I thought that he'd forgotten me.
No, he died.
Oh, no. No, Lightning is here. Lightning. In fact,
Lightning is running KROQ.com now. He's the guy who's responsible. You're on the webcast right now. Yeah. People around the world can see you, Doe.
Under the green tent. He's under the green tent.
There he is right there.
Oh.
And he wants a hug, so you should go back there and give him a hug in a minute.
Sure, sure.
All right, so, Doe, you're good? You're having a nice time?
Yes, yes.
Can we get you a drink or anything?
No, that's okay.
Can you talk into the microphone?
Yeah, I have too much caffeine.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I'm cool. That's
Ladies correct. And gentlemen, the International Man of Mystery, Doto. All-time favorite Kevin and Bean listeners.
That was magic.
We are live at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. Hey, Pete, don't try to steal him for your show with money, all right?
No,
he's ours, man.
I love him.
You're not going to draft Doto. We'll be right back. We'll meet our top three. It's the Miss Double December 2012 pageant live from the Slide Bar in Fullerton on the Kevin and Bean. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show live from Fullerton at the Slide Bar. By the way, I know we're excited and we're about to unveil the top three finalists for Miss Double December 2012.
Yes.
But the party doesn't end when we crown our winner in a few minutes.
No, Bean, the party don't stop till the panties drop.
I've heard that, Ralph. I've heard that. Not only is DJ Omar Khan here, and he'll be spinning for you here at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. Live music from the Hard Copy Rebels coming up. The Darlings will be here. The Agrolites are playing later on today. Kill the Complex. All of that happens. An all-day party at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. I know.
Wow.
We're not going to break it down at 10 o'clock and say goodbye. Stay all day.
And a very special band, Beans F'd Up Glasses, will also be here later on today. So we can check that out.
I'd like to hear from the crowd, by the way, because we're about to narrow the field from 9 to 3. I'd like to hear the crowd yell out who your choice is for Miss Double December, if you have a favorite.
All I'm hearing is Doto, Doto, Doto.
Wouldn't it be weird if Doto won as a write-in candidate?
I think they're chanting Waldo for his glasses. I do.
Right?
They're chanting Waldo.
Oh, where's Waldo?
All right, Ralph, the stage is yours. Let's get to it.
This is the best and the worst part of the competition every year because we have to say goodbye to six of our contestants. We're going to bring them all out. What I'm going to do is read the names of the three finalists that we have here on this paper. We have compiled all the votes back at the station. They told me who the three top vote-getters are. One by one, I will ask those girls to step forward. Once we have our second runner-up, our runner-up, and our finalist in front of you, we're going to ask the rest of the girls to exit the stage. Then, I will introduce to you...
That is rough. I mean, that we feel bad, but...
The second runner-up, the first runner-up, and the new Miss Double December for 2012. So let's bring all the girls out on stage for one final time.
Give it up for your top nine, ladies and gentlemen. What a fantastic group of girls. We've had so much fun getting to know each of them over the past 2 weeks.
Trying to squeeze them all in here.
And I should also mention, Ralph, and tell me if I'm wrong here, the girls, whoever doesn't win is free to enter again next year.
Absolutely. In fact, we encourage it because I think this is really one of the best batches of Miss Double December contestants we've ever had.
No doubt about that.
Absolutely. Before I get to naming names... All of these girls, it took a tremendous amount of courage for them to get up here and do this year. And I would like to get a round of applause for all of the girls who entered this year and ended up in our competition. Because they're all beautiful, they're all sweet, and we had a great time spending time with all of them. So from all of us on the Kevin and Bean Show, girls, I want to thank you all so much for participating this year.
And Ralph, one more note before you read the list. Fullerton PD would like to speak to the one who wants to murder Angelina Jolie before she leaves
that
today.
That would be Nikki. Nikki okay. needs to have a conversation with the PD.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to read three names. As I read your name, if I read your name, please step forward. And when I'm done naming all three finalists with the rest of the girls, please leave the stage with our thanks. Here's the first name. The first name, Joanna. Joanna, please step forward. One of our top vote getters. Joanna, thank you so much. Stay right there. Lux. Lux, please step forward. And the last name for our top three vote getters this year, Michelle. Michelle, please step forward. Thank you so much, Michelle. Ladies, thank you so much for participating. A round of applause for the other six contestants who did a great job.
I'm so sad. You're a bad man. And no one likes you.
It is the voters. It's not me.
Oh, look at them go.
Girls, why don't we have you step back here?
Always hard to see them go.
It really is.
It's hard to say goodbye to yesterday, isn't it, P?
It's nice to watch them leave, though. It's hard to say see them go, but it's nice to watch them leave.
All right, now it's cage fight, or what happens? How do we decide now?
These are our three top vote-getters this year for the Miss Double December competition. Can we... Can we give them all some flowers? You want to give them all some flowers while we're up here? What's that? We'll do it at the end? Okay. Here's what I'm going to do. First, I, of course, will read the name of the second runner-up. We will congratulate her. Then, I will read the name of the first runner-up. In case anything happens to Miss Double December 2012, she can't fulfill her obligations, the runner-up will step in and take her place. And by that, we mean if she gets knocked up, because that has happened before. Once I name the first runner-up, of course, the woman's name, who I haven't read, will be, in fact, crowned Miss Double December for 2012. It is very exciting.
It's killing me.
The tension has built.
Come on!
The entire day has led up to this one moment.
Get to it!
Hey, Seacrest, read the paper!
And we will tell you who the second runner-up is right after this.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's the time we've all been waiting for.
We are at the Rock and Roll Kitchen in the Slide Bar in downtown Fullerton, host of the Miss Double December pageant every year. We want to thank them, as always, for welcoming us down here. Also, give it up for Toys for Tots, ladies and gentlemen, and the United States Marine Corps.
Semper Fi.
Hundreds of toys collected today for needy kids all around the Southern California area. Thanks to the Marines for stopping by and for all their service to our country. Thanks to Pinup Girl Clothing, pinupgirlclothing.com. The winner receives a brand new outfit from them. Ralph is on stage with our three finalists, those just joining us either on the webcam or on the radio. Who are our last three standing, Ralph?
Our final contestants are Michelle, Lux, and Joanna.
Can we split? Can we make them all win? Can they all
win? I wish we could. We've never had a more beautiful final three. That's
true.
They should all win.
And by the way, no matter who wins, it's going to be awesome. We're going to be saying goodbye to Christine, Miss Double December 2011.
I know.
And that makes me sad.
Here's how it works. I will announce the name of the second runner-up. Then I will announce the name of the first runner-up. And, of course, the name that I don't say will be the winner of the Miss Double December 2012.
Wait, so you're going to announce the winner? You're not going to announce the winner?
Well, it'll be obvious who is the winner once I announce the first runner-up.
When you announce their name? You may have to spell it out for Kevin.
Yeah, I got a pie chart. I'll draw it for you after the show.
Thank you.
This is America, Bean. Why not?
Then, once that happens, we're going to have her take her victory lap up and down the runway.
Right.
And to finalize the transition of power, so to speak, Christine, Miss Double December 2011, will kiss the new winner. And that'll be it. That'll be official.
Thus transferring the crown.
That will seal the deal.
That's kind of like the part in the presidency where you take the oath of office. You've already been elected, but you're not president until you take the oath of office.
That's absolutely right. I do want to let everyone know, thanks to everybody who voted, by the way. We had tens of thousands of votes come on the website. And it was a very narrow margin of victory this year. Just a few thousand votes between the first and second. So your votes count, and we really appreciate it, everybody who voted. All right, here we go. Everybody ready? Our second runner-up for Miss Double December 2012. Michelle. Michelle is our second runner-up. Thank you so much, Michelle. We got some flowers for you.
I agree. She was awesome.
She was awesome.
You got one flower.
Just not enough votes.
Jitsy.
Just not enough votes.
Thank you, Michelle.
Oh, Michelle, don't be sad. We love you.
We love you.
We love you.
Thank
you.
She's deeply disappointed.
Hey, way to go, listeners. A-holes.
You're a bad man, Ralph.
Our first runner-up.
Oh, gosh.
Now, this is the winner or not the winner?
Is it Kevin? Follow along.
How does this work? Are you announcing the winner?
No, I'm not announcing the winner. It's the first runner-up. Second place.
This is how it works.
Got the second most votes at krock.com.
Okay.
All right, where was? Now I forget. Bring Michelle back, because now I forgot
no.
where I was. No. Okay, here we go. Our first runner-up. That's second place to you, Kevin.
Okay.
Freaking out.
Lux. Lux was our first runner-up. That means Joanna is our new Miss Double December 2012. Joanna, the big winner today. Joanna wins.
Is she hyperventilating? What's she doing?
Let's bring out the crown and sash. We'll put it on Joanna. She gets to wear the crown and the sash for a whole year. She gets to join us at all the Kevin and Bean events. Of course, Almost Acoustic Christmas, Winnie Roast, all of our singles parties. She is the spokeswoman for the Kevin and Bean Show for the year 2012. Here's the transition of power. We're giving the transition of power right now. Christina's handling over the title. Joanna, if you would do us the great honor.
Christina just motorboated her.
Just got motorboated.
What's
if you would do us the great honor of walking out and meeting your subjects as we listen to the Miss Double December pageant song, just walk the runway. Just say hi to everybody. You are our new winner for 2012. Ladies and gentlemen, Joanna.
Here she comes. She's our Miss Double December. She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
Couldn't be happier.
She's got big guns, baby. She's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, Mike, it's home.
Joanna, your new Miss Double December for 2012. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean family, Joanna.
As you mentioned, Ralph, one of her prizes is tickets and backstage passes to next weekend's Acoustic Christmas.
That's right.
Get a chance to talk to her there. Wow, good times.
Triple team.
Triple team.
I think that will be the that will be the election motto that really will follow her throughout her reign.
Well, what a fantastic time we've had today. As Ralph mentioned, thank you to everybody who voted at KROQ.com. Thanks to the Slide Bar in downtown Fullerton for having us. Don't go away. Live music plus DJ Omar Khan all day long today. We're going to make a party out of it. I think we're done. We got an all-new Kevin and Bean show, including pick tickets for Acoustic Christmas for you starting Monday. Let's play that song that we played. What do you think?
Sing it if you know it. Joanna, take one more walk down the runway. One more walk down the runway so everybody can get their photos.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
She's selling it.
Pass it over to me.
I'm buying it.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Roll another one. Just like the other one. This one seems to be about to quit. And I need another hit.
By the way, I want to thank Goto for stopping by the broadcast as well today. And our old friend Petros Papadakis. Let's hear it for the P, ladies and gentlemen.
And everybody at the Slide Bar in Fullerton.
Roll another one.
She was rolling them.
Just like the other one. This one seems to be about to end. I don't have another cent.
Big finish now. Sing along.